What's going on, y'all? Before we get into the episode, I did want to let you guys know that we're dealing with some technical difficulties early on in the episode. Jonathan and I are only coming in on one side of your headphones. Some we're trying to fix. I know what happened again before. My apologies. My guests are not the problem. They come in fine. After about 25 minutes, the problem is resolved and the sound quality is back to normal. So I just want to give you guys a heads up. Thanks so much for your support and always tuning in, and let's get on with the show.
You are listening to.
You are listening to.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Hey, y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Welcome to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where we give you that sports talk in layman's terms. We can get raw up in here, so if you like sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. All right, let's get to it. What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour. We're brought to you by the Black Is Network. We are the Brothers Layman, your co-host Chris.
And Jonathan.
We about to have a good episode tonight.
Oh, yeah, we got some good stuff.
Yeah, we got some guests that's coming through to talk some sports with us. You know,
yes, sir.
NFL is about at this halfway point.
Yes, sir.
You know, some teams have looked really good, and some teams are, oh, man, wow. Like,
yeah. I'm looking great over here, y'all. Y'all already know how I'm feeling. Broncos 100. Let's go.
Oh, yeah. We got a lot of teams undefeated. Yeah, we get into all of that. The NBA started plug along.
Yeah.
There's been some early surprises.
Some disappointments.
Asses off.
Yeah.
That too. But, yeah, we're getting all of that. And, you know, college football rankings. The playoff ones is here now. These are the ones that matter.
And
no more AP poll.
SEC is, yeah, whatever.
Oh, okay.
We already know how that going to go.
So, yeah, we get into all of that. If y'all want to hit us up, y'all know how we do. You want to talk any sports with us, reach out to us via email. TheBrothersLayman@gmail.com, on Twitter at Brothers Layman, or on the hotline 323-455-4219.
Yeah, hit us up. Any questions, comments, concerns, anything y'all want to know, any fantasy questions, anything, hit us up. We will definitely get back at you.
Holla. That's what's up. So let's bring in the guests.
Yes, sir.
You know, we got one of our favorite podcasts out there.
Absolutely.
You know, I had the pleasure of being on this show. Glad we could return the favor. We got King Killer, E Color, and Kurt G from the Hip Hop Digest. What's going on?
What up?
What's good?
What up, though?
All right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, definitely. If y'all want to hear that, hear about that real hip hop with some real hip hop heads, definitely tune into that show, the Hip Hop Digest. That's where it's at.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
No doubt. We'll give y'all a chance to speak on your show. We may talk a little hip hop at the end.
Yes, sir.
But we're gonna get into this NFL.
All right.
First, I got a voicemail.
Uh-oh.
I got to pull out.
I can only imagine who it's from. Who is it coming
from? From the homie Baylor the Great.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Our second voicemail.
What up, Baylor? What's happening, bro? My division rival friend, you know? It's all good, dog. I know my team is whooping that ass, and your team is second. It's okay. Y'all looking all right. Your Raiders looking okay, but, you know, we'll see. We still got one more time to kick your ass again, and, you know, we're just going to keep on rolling. So that's just what it is.
All right, let me play this joint list if it come in.
All right.
Jonathan and Chris, this is better than great. I need to holler at y'all real quick because it's just a couple of little things that I need the world to understand right now. And that is, this is a 38, 39-year-old safety in the Bay Area right now that's leading the league in interceptions. Now, my prediction, which came after y'all prediction, is kind of different. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm very optimistic. You got to understand that all my teams are from Cali. UCLA, Lakers, Oakland. You know, by default, I don't watch baseball. I think it's a sleepy sport, but, you know, it's the Dodgers. You got to understand that I've been on both sides of the, you know, I've been on both sides of the argument. You can't tell me nothing on one side, and on the other side, I have to defend myself. Right now, it's kind of, it's a mixture of both. We 4-3, and technically, well, no, I wouldn't say technically, but if it wasn't for miscommunication between the crossing receiver and the quarterback throwing that slant and the receiver not looking, I mean, we're going down there to score on the Broncos, and we could possibly have won that game. Now, the Cincinnati, I'm taking that ass whooping, Jonathan. Chris, I'm taking that ass whooping from Cincinnati. I'm taking that. But the Denver game, you know, that was 50-50 right there when you look back at it. And then we move towards the Chicago game, you know, last second field goal. They beat us by 2 points. Now, the last two games, I was in San Diego. And when I say it was like 60-40, bro, we took over that stadium from the tailgate on. I've never seen anything like that. You know what I'm saying? Where we was in another, we was in another stadium, and we took over the whole damn stadium. You know what I mean? And that just shows that, I mean, they fan base ain't even the same. Jay, they fan base not even the same. They letting us, they letting us travel. And if these is Oakland fans, they traveling eight to 10 hours to come down here. I'm traveling 2 hours from L.A. just to invade your stadium. That's what a Raider is. I'm not, I don't want to talk about KC. KC just dismantled Detroit, but who's Detroit? You know what I'm saying? They got a banged up vehicle. You know what I'm saying? I'm not really sold on it. But I will say this. I had my Raiders in second place. I gave y'all love. I didn't think, and I don't get me wrong. I like the Broncos. I think they solid. I think this is the best defense that Peyton Manning has ever played with. But because of his offense being down, and I'm not really sold on y'all defense, by the way. I will go into that, but that's a whole nother segment. But this is the by far the best defense that he's ever had between two teams. So, hands down, coming in this year, I didn't think he was going to play this bad. But by his name alone, yeah, I'm going to give y'all first place. I put my team in second for a reason. I was not only optimistic, but I did my research, bro. San Diego and KC, not who you thought they was. Now, even before the injuries, they not who they thought they was. Frisco got rid of Alex Smith for a reason. And I still roll with him because I still think he's better than Cap. But they got rid of him for a reason. And then Rivers, he just don't have the weapons no more. He just really don't have the weapons. And the weapons that he do have, they're either injured or inexperienced. Danny Wood has all he got. Keenan Allen is out of there for a few. So all I'm saying is I've just seen something new with my team. And I know we've been a laughing stock for a few years, about 10, 15 maybe. But, you know what I'm saying? I just see something different. You know what I mean? And I'm a UCLA boy. And my team is being ran by a USC alumni, and I got to give it up to him. I have to. He got the whole USC staff on the sideline, and I got to bow down, and I got to roll with it. So that's all I got to say. You know, I'm going to call in another time and talk about my goddamn Lakers. I ain't even wondering, bro. I just got a headache. I'm going to leave on that note. I'm just going to leave on my Raider high note, because talking about Kobe got to roll, bro.
We got a ride.
I'll holla at y'all later.
For sure. Baylor, appreciate that.
Yeah, man.
Oh, shit. That was great.
Yeah, it's funny. Somebody else who got who head hurting with them Lakers.
Whoops.
Yeah.
Boy, I heard you curse because I'm bad with that. Ain't no curse on your show. Say N-word or none of that. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to be quiet over here.
Yo, and I gotta ask you too. Can I cuss?
Yeah. Feel free to be yourselves and say whatever you want.
Yeah, this is a show. We had to go.
Ain't no PC over here.
Yeah, we don't do it like every other word. But, you know, if we come out, come out.
Okay, so out of all that my man was saying, you know what caught me was the situation in talking about Colin Kaepernick, B. Yo, man, I'm looking at it like this, okay? And I just saw this shit today, that there was a comparison between Colin Kaepernick and my man here in Charlotte, Cam Newton.
I've seen their that numbers, comparison. I've seen
their
that.
Numbers are almost exactly the same. But we talking about Cam being an MVP candidate, and we talking about Kaepernick getting benched. Now, you know what's happening to Kaepernick? He's getting treated like RG3. You got people trying to make him something that he is not. When that old coach there was there, the coach now in Michigan, the brother of the NFL coach, when he was in San Francisco, Kaepernick was looking pretty good. Am I wrong?
He knows how to get the best out of his quarterback.
He tailored the offense towards Kaepernick's strengths, though.
Okay, so they got this new coach who's like, oh, you're going to be in the pocket, and you're going to do this, that, and the other, and that shit ain't working. So I think that it bothers me when people say, like, Kaepernick is not good or RG3 is not good. It bothers me because these players are pretty fucking amazing, right? But you got coaches who are like, oh, I want you to do this. And then when they can't do that, then they want to put it on the goddamn player. That shit's ridiculous to me.
No. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Igri, I think you just got the wool pulled over your eyes, my son.
You think?
Yeah. I'm going to tell you why. Because I agree with you on the premise that RG3, Kaepernick, you know, if given the proper chance, or can be good NFL quarterbacks. I'm not disputing that. I believe that both of those guys ended up in the position that they are because of the type of character in the locker room. Their teammates cannot stand them.
Nope. Well, hold on, because I've always said RG3 was Willie Beeman. Don't get that twisted.
Oh, I'm just saying. So it doesn't matter. Kaepernick, you know, whatever issues he got those issues, and his teammates cannot stand him. Just like in Washington, you know, they ready to move on. You know, get gone, nigga.
They already moved on.
Damn.
Yeah, they have. It's just waiting.
It's Kirk Cousins now.
Yeah, wait, when the season's over, he's gone.
And Kirk Cousins walking through the hallway hollering. What the fuck, nigga? Like stop that. Throwing interceptions. How you like that?
I got a small question, though. And at all that the caller said, the Denver Broncos defense, I mean, is that real?
Yo, they good, B.
Yes, that's real.
That like, real, like, though.
That's real.
Yeah, you can't tell say, that's real, yeah, B?
If you don't want to say they the best, they top three.
They winning games,
no,
B.
No.
They ain't no question.
They in the top three. If you ain't,
And the missing piece, real spit, was Wade Phillips. When Wade Phillips came in there, I knew the defense was going to be good because he always got a good defense.
Yeah,
he's a good defensive coach, but not a good head coach. Though.
Exactly. Marshmallow. That's why when I saw defensive coordinator by his name, I said, perfect. That's perfect position.
Yeah, that's real. Yeah.
And he brought his boy from Dallas with him.
He got DeMarcus Ware with him, too. So
yeah. Hey, he know that defense.
And Von Miller. We loaded.
Yeah. Right.
Come there, take a chance.
And your boy, your boy from the Patriots.
Well, Aqib Talib.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't want him. They were like, we want shut down.
If Peyton can get his head on straight, then we good. Plus, I was sold once I saw what they did to Aaron Rodgers. It was a wrap.
Peyton been playing for 50 years. I mean, what you want that man to do?
All y'all need is four good games from him in the playoffs. That's all.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get it. We're going to get it to them. To answer your question about Kaepernick, he, to me, before Harbaugh left, was showing signs of regressing a little bit. To me, that's just what I saw. It's not just all the whole team fell apart.
Well, hold on, B. How many people retired?
Their team was pretty much a mirror image of the Seahawks. Defense, running game,
right.
Mobile quarterback.
Right.
Russell's different because for a young age, he's mastered, at this point, it seems like, the when to throw and when to run. And will move to scramble and hold and stay before running. You know, he's good at making those calls.
He'd be taking a lot of sacks, though.
Oh yeah, I mean his O line. That's the new thing now.
Throw that damn ball away.
Yeah, but that's how he's done. Kaepernick. It look to me it works, but it only works for so long because at some point it gets tailored. The defense is gonna adjust, and you know if you can't stay in the pocket and make the throws, which is what you got to do. You know, if you're the quarterback, like all the money, you're the star. Do we really want to let your ass get hit all the time?
Like, well, you want to run,
then we gonna hit you.
There's another factor in that, though. You know, he might not look black. He might look, he might look Egyptian or something. But in the NFL, if you black, you're getting smacked. So it don't matter because if he ran 2 yards and slid and somebody still nailed him, there's going to be no flag. It's ridiculous.
But that's him. Honestly, like that's once the quarterback makes a decision to do that, he knows he's getting hit. Like if he can take it, fine. But don't do that like every fourth play. Like
it ain't like that Geno Smith hit though.
It's time for him to go someplace else. I think he's good enough to me to deserve a starting spot somewhere else.
I would love to see him in Philly.
I've heard that.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing that neither.
I've heard that. And the Baylor's with the Raiders. Look, man, they doing the damn thing right now. They got, you know, Derek Carr, great second year. It's looking like he needs to be mentioned as, you know, one of the great young quarterbacks. Amari Cooper, solid, you know, great pick.
Charles Woodson is balling.
Showing that old. So, you know, they taking the right steps. I like what they're doing. But, yeah, we're going to get into this NFL talk. We were going to do the division since we had the halfway mark.
Yes, sir.
Week 9 coming up. We're going to take a look at how these things go. So, since we've been talking about it, let's start with that AFC West.
The best team in football right now. Thank you very much.
Look, come on, man.
I'll say this.
Say it again. Best team in football.
Going into that game.
Hell yes, we better than the Patriots. Yeah. You can laugh all you want. The truth about the show because we got a game coming up in 3 weeks.
But look, I'll give it to Peyton because that was that question, and he loaded up.
He shut people the fuck up after that Green Bay game.
I was like, wow, okay. Like, yo, you throwing downfield.
Yes.
Okay, that's what's up. And, like, it did make people like, okay.
And the defense held Aaron Rodgers to 77 yards, period. That's all I got
to
say.
So Rodgers didn't just have a bad day. It was all defense for Detroit.
You got to give it up on the defense on that game.
Everybody hating on Denver D. Like, damn.
No, I'm not. I just gave him props, but I'm just saying. Yeah. Aaron Brooks, what the fuck? Aaron Rodgers is great, B.
I'm not saying he's not great, but he
can have a bad day.
But that's the thing, though. If you like, we shut down Aaron Rodgers, who put up 300 easy to 77, and you can't with a defense that's been top three defense. He has, you know, we can say, oh, he has a bad game, but then it's like you kind of slighting the defense.
Right.
Again,
he had a bad game because this defense made him have a bad game.
Nah, wow. You cannot take credit away from Denver's defense in that game. Can't do it, Swerve.
I can't do it. Mm-mm. Denver's defense.
I'm saying that it was a fact. Both of the issues were a factor.
But look, you knew that going into the game. He knew it. Going into the game, everybody was like, Aaron Rodgers versus Denver defense. I want to see what's going to happen because he got – this ain't no easy game for Aaron Rodgers. And it wasn't.
Right. But I'm sorry. Who is Aaron Rodgers throwing to?
Randall Cobb.
Okay.
Rodgers, James Jones.
Right, okay.
MVP conversation.
All second strings, right?
What?
Cobb is straight starting.
Cobb is a real deal.
Why are they starting?
So they basically, you could say, held the best quarterback in the game, 277, under 100 yards passing.
Yes.
That's insane.
You know, if you want to say, fine, he had a bad game, fine.
Yes.
Like, and then for Denver, they would just be like, all right.
They won the game. That's all that matters.
Fine. Guess what? The nigga we play next week, he probably going
to
have.
And we play Andrew Luck tomorrow, and watch what we're about to do to him.
Yeah, that might be critical, though. But you know Andrew ain't at 100% either, though.
Hey, you play who's in front of you.
Exactly.
Exactly. Exactly.
Hey, Green Bay,
Green Bay had a high-ranked defense, and Peyton was slicing them up.
Okay, so was the Redskins good in that strike season when they won the Super Bowl? I'm just asking. I'm just asking.
Take advantage.
Okay.
You got to be who's in front of you.
Right.
You're not going to take my Super Bowls away from me, brother.
I'm
not going to let you do it. I'm not going to let you do it.
You going to keep that scab trophy?
I'm going to keep that motherfucker nice and shiny. I got the plaque on the wall.
Okay. So let me make it clear. I'm not hating on Denver at all because I'm a Peyton Manning fan. All right? So I'm just saying this shit happens. Denver's undefeated, yes, first and foremost. Yeah,
and Green Bay was undefeated.
Right. And Denver won the game. But I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, if they play Green Bay three times, I don't know who's going to win two of those.
I don't. It'd be a split going into game three and then you flip a coin.
The one game we had against them, we whooped that ass.
That's all I got to say.
And there it is.
All props for that.
Nothing else to say about it. Thank you, sir.
Oh, yeah, and then Bayless Raiders, he said it all, sitting there 4-3, looking nice. Kansas City.
Out of it.
Yeah, no.
Ooh, Andy Reid.
Oh, yeah, boy.
No Jamal Charles. I mean, Sharkhandrick West.
They need a quarterback.
Proven to show a little something.
Yeah, he's been all right. But still ain't got no receivers.
Macklin.
No, it's Alex Smith. So, is he going to take the shots down the field that's necessary? No, he's probably going to hold it too long.
They need a quarterback. You better get young boys coming up.
Yeah, and then San Diego is 2-6.
Ooh.
And that's a shame, because Rivers is one of the best quarterbacks in the league.
And he's balling this year.
He's killing.
He's putting up yards. If you got him on your fantasy squad, he's putting up yards.
Yes, he is. But, I mean, Keenan Allen out. He just lost, Melvin Gordon?
Melvin Gordon get hurt too?
I think so. Don't quote me on that, but
I know Gates is just coming back.
Yeah, he's trying to push himself into that elite category.
Yeah,
is knocking on that door, but he don't have to wait.
He ain't got no help.
Nope. And we moving on. AFC East, and we was talking about him. You know, arguably the best team in the league.
Go ahead and play.
I'm one of them people that say that.
If you want to crown them, then crown their ass.
Exactly.
I'm definitely crowning their ass. I'm crowning them motherfuckers. I'm crowning them.
Jesus
Tom Brady is the best. I don't care. Tom Brady is the best.
Can't stand him.
He just keep proving it.
I'm with you, King Killer. I can't stand that motherfucker either.
You want to talk about motherfuckers with no receivers? You want to talk about somebody with no receivers?
He got Julian Edelman.
Come on, B. He ain't got no receivers, but he got the fucking league and the refs and the fucking
Julian
commissioner
Edelman
and fucking thing else.
Would be fitting the bench.
Now, fuck out of here. Fuck the Patriots.
Hey, look, I ain't got no argument with that on that line. Tom Brady is
he's killing.
You know, all-time great quarterback. I ain't got no problem saying that because he is.
He is the man.
You know, he's got Bill Belichick Coming from a guy who's a fan of Greg Popovich, he just has a system that works and gets the best out of his players. I don't like his ass. I do think he's, he cheat. It's been proven, but he win. To me, he don't need to cheat to win. But I'm just like, dude, why you keep cheating? But, I mean, they got a system that works. And to me, almost like until Bill Belichick leave, they not falling off. Because he's the master. And Tom Brady just... He's the golden boy. But, I mean, look, they taking care of who's in front of them. That Denver game will be.
Oh, I can't wait. We're going to kick their ass, too. I can't wait.
But, I mean, that's already two teams fighting for the
We're going to see the real defense then. Because Tom Brady, whenever he goes up against a good defense, he folds.
Exactly.
Super Bowl, they lost. That good defense locked their ass down.
For him, if you
blasting him.
Yeah, all you got, if you get pressure on him, you got a real good chance of winning the game.
Well, why I say he's the man is because I don't care how many times you sack him, he don't get scared in the pocket. He will stand right back up and throw a bomb on your ass.
He know he got a referee right there to throw a flag if you touch him.
Nigga, you on some bullshit tonight, man.
Man, I'm not fucking with Tom Brady, period.
You weren't fucking with Denver defense either.
No, that's not true. That's not true. When you listen to this show, you will hear me give them props. Khalib, who was an expatriate and all that. But not the Patriots. No.
No, but they're sitting at 7-0 nice. You know, behind them, I mean, look, they won. They beat every team in the division, so they pretty much got that division on lock.
Who are they playing against? Excuse me.
We going down the list. You got the Jets, who the Jets have looked pretty good
at times.
You know, losing Fitzpatrick hurt in that game. He's supposedly coming back and playing.
And then Geno got hurt too, didn't he?
Yeah.
He got punched in his jaw.
It was not a loss.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, they just defense has been solid.
Todd Bowles, I like as a coach, but they offense just saying, I don't know.
I root for all the black coaches, so yeah, Todd Bowles getting done.
And they got the weapon, you know. Marshall's been playing well, Decker too.
Except for that lateral he tried against the Eagles.
What that was. Mm. I don't know what that was. That was one of them fart plays. You just be like, what the hell?
You know, and Chris Ivory's still been beasting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, they got him. They in the mix for that wild card. Buffalo. Yeah, they have. Buffalo been very disappointing.
This is your boy's ass coaching job up there. He's done.
Oh, terrible.
Get it done in Buffalo. He's going to be back to being a defensive coordinator.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. He's got to be finished. I mean, I don't know if he is finished, but you know how like the recycle coaches.
Oh, they'll recycle them all day.
Yeah.
Yo, killer. Will.
Yo.
Is he about to get whacked?
You know he like to whack a motherfucker. He be on his mob shit all the time. So. Getting whacked out here.
Two strikes in New York. I mean, his defense has been okay. It's just, you know, can't get it together.
See, with that personnel, you can't be just okay.
Nope.
Their defense should be better than that.
Yeah.
It should be.
They're stacked on defense.
Yes.
If you want to talk about the names on that defense, they're stacked.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What do you think about that quarterback, though?
I like Tyrod Taylor. He just got hurt, man. They were doing well.
He's my bench fantasy quarterback.
Yeah, Dude can play.
Black quarterbacks, go ahead.
But, you know, 3-4, still in the mix for a wild card.
Yeah, not likely.
You know, but tied with them, the Miami Dolphins,
who?
God, that came away lost. Hurt. Like, it's your heart and soul of the defense gone.
Yep.
Already.
You know, and Tannehill is okay. I'm just starting to have the doubts now.
I have doubts.
Let's go. I don't know how long he going to last.
He wasn't worth that big ass contract they signed him for. He's average.
They said we got to spend the money on somebody.
Yeah, I guess they couldn't afford to lose him. But damn, I mean, I guess nowadays if you're just an average quarterback, you're getting paid.
You know what the general manager said?
What's that?
I gotta do what I gotta do.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, they can try to get in, but I don't really see them not over Buffalo and the Jets.
Nah,
it's gonna be tough for them to get in an AFC anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
And then moving on to the surprising now 8-0 Cincinnati Bengals, killing
that
AFC North.
I'm rooting for all the black head coaches,
Marvin Lewis.
I hope they make it to the Super Bowl. Myself.
Damn.
I know Denver fans don't want to hear that.
I mean, look, at this point with Cincinnati, I don't care what they do in the regular season. I just want to see what they do in the playoffs. That's all that matters.
So I'm rooting hard for them.
Yeah, but if my team goes down, I always root for the black head coach. Always.
Nah, they have a great talent on that team. It's just, when is it going to turn? It looks like maybe they're ready to make that turn. At least what we've seen in the regular season, they on. You know, they went in a number of different ways. Got the dual court running back threat. Yeah. Tyler Eifert done went dumb. He's playing well. Marvin Jones, of course. AJ Green.
Yep.
And Andy Dalton.
He's looking like he's ready.
We'll see.
8-0 is a long way from the Super Bowl, though.
Exactly. Get by that playoff bug or not.
Yeah, he just, you know, you've had enough experience in it. It's time, dude. Like, I want to see him do well. I hate seeing guys who get there three times. Like, come on, look, break through, get you some success. If you don't get to the Super Bowl, fine, but at least
win a game.
Like, get to the AFC Championship and then see what happens.
Yeah,
but yeah, they're killing it right now. Behind, 4-4 Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yes.
Hanging Sorry on my thread. That. Yeah, as soon as Ben come back, so long Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
It's just that's when you know it's not your season.
Yeah, for real. Got caught up, suspended first couple games, and then you just done for the season after that. Yeah, I just damn.
He did that to himself. Le'Veon did that to himself.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. I like Mike Tomlin though. I'm always pulling for Mike.
Oh, you know, I'm a Mike Tomlin hard. That's my man.
He be giving some great soundbites too.
Man, I mess with Omar Epps too.
He's Omar Epps' big brother.
Yeah. Well, they still in the mix. I mean,
with Ben back and you still got Antonio Brown, they good.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
Martavis Bryant looking like he ready to break out.
Bryant is the man.
Yeah. Yeah, Marcus Wheaton is. He needed to take a seat. They just need to start Martavis Bryant.
I think they have.
Did they?
Okay. Yeah.
At this point. Yeah.
I mean, he's okay. He's just not taking advantage of his opportunity.
Which means he whack.
Right. But as a number three guy, he worked. And, you know, D'Angelo Williams still there to plug in. If their defense can hold up and show something.
They just got to stay healthy at this point.
Yeah. They can get in, and then it just drops off. I mean, Baltimore, good God.
Whoa. The curse of Ray Rice.
The bad part about Baltimore is they losing close games.
Yeah, right.
Well, have won every one of them games that they lost.
Yeah.
Yo, wacko.
Yeah. Steve Smith.
my question about Baltimore, Steve Smith, is he finished?
He's done, B.
You think he's out?
Done. Retired.
He's done.
I think he's coming back for one more season.
I think
he's going to try to come back for one more season. He don't want to. No. The type of guy he is, he ain't trying to go out with no injury like that.
I can see him try and make an effort, but I don't know. I
effort
hate the way
doesn't mean success,
yeah.
though.
I hate the
done.
Way
yeah.
it happened. And he, in fact, this was his
he
last.
He was balling, too.
Yeah. Just broke the record and went got number 10. He said 10th all time, and then
yeah. that's it.
He's
like this generation's Gary Clark to me.
Okay.
Fiery player, always, you know, just fiery, but, you know, he's done now, B. Age is catching up with him, and them injuries, they start to take their toll, B.
Well, yeah, I mean, he was retiring, so, I mean, he knew what was going up. I guess he was ready. He had his mind made up, and he was ready. It's just now... I think he'll think about it.
He's the type of guy that want to go out on his own terms, though. You want injury to dictate, I got to leave?
Yeah.
That's how most players go out, though.
Yeah, but sometimes it don't matter.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they've been hit. The Terrell sucks earlier in the season.
Yep.
Flacco trying.
He ain't got nobody. He has nobody to throw the ball to. Now, you talk about somebody who ain't got no receivers. Jeez.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, they just got to prepare. I mean, they're going to keep fighting as usual. That's a sign of a team that can do it. It's just been bad luck for them this season. Yeah.
And then the fucking Cleveland Browns. Mm. Are they even worth talking about?
Look, nope. It's time, right? Like, at this point with that game.
Just play the man.
He ain't coming out. I don't think he's coming out. I think at this point, 2-7, he's played the last game. Johnny Manziel. Let's see what you got. That's it. I'm not bringing dude back. You played this dance. Last year, I got it. He shouldn't have played at all. He was a rookie. Now, play him. 2-7, play him.
What type of quarterback is Manziel, though?
We're going to see.
Okay.
He's polar opposite. You saw like that first half. He can be – if he can scramble a little bit, keep plays up, he's got the arm – it's a long-term thing with him. He's got flashes. You can see that. It's just, can he last? And I don't know, but we're gonna find out. I think they need to give him all the time. He's a starter locked in.
He's another dude I ain't sold on anyway.
I'm not either, so play him. That way you don't have that. Well, we don't really know what he have. Play him.
They just devoid of talent, period. Except for Clint, what was it, Barnage?
Nah, the dude you was trying to, yeah, Barry Barnage.
That dude is fucking
And the
killing.
Dude you was trying to get. Are you glad that Broncos didn't make that trade? About two
for
first
Joe
rounds?
Thomas?
Yeah.
They should have traded for Joe Thomas. Straight
you
up.
You would have gave up two first rounds for Joe
You're
Thomas?
Damn right. He's one of the best tackles in the league.
He is.
Without question. And has never missed a game.
He is.
It's guaranteed.
It was very enticing.
Two first round picks, them picks ain't guaranteed. I don't know.
That's a lot.
That's a lot to give up, but for a dude like that, shit, I'd have took it. I'm sorry.
I would have tried to convince Lighty. I'd have traded. Let me give you a first and a second.
Yeah, I don't know if you give up two first round.
I mean, Joe Thomas.
He'll do it in a minute.
He's arguably the best left tackle in football. I mean, and we need offensive line help. Way.
If I'm Cleveland, I'm not mad at Cleveland for asking for two first rounders at all. I'm not. Like, dude, he is that good. I just don't know if anybody's going to pay that price.
Yeah.
And I guess nobody did.
That never ends well.
Yeah.
Every time you give up draft picks, it just doesn't end well.
Yeah.
That is true. History does say, that ain't the smart thing to do.
Not that boatload. And then last, another AFC.
This is the weakest division of football.
This is about to be. It's funny. It's a flip. Like, is this going to be the new NFC South? Because the AFC South, same. You know, a team that's under 500 make the playoffs. Because I'm looking at it right now. The Colts are leading at 3-5.
No, they're tied.
Ugly.
Tied with Houston at 3-5. That's ridiculous.
How much of the season is on Andrew Luck?
Well, he's injured. He's hurt.
I'm giving Andrew Luck probably about 40-50% of the problem.
Okay.
I would say about that. I was thinking around the same amount, about 50%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's just not playing well.
He just ain't playing well. He ain't getting the job done.
I think it's the expectations. I mean, this is what? This is year number four?
Yep.
And he's number one pick.
Yep.
You brought him after basically shipping off your Hall of Famer, you know, in the damn perfect storm opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, Andrew Luck, Gabriel Payton, we starting over. 3 years later, all you've basically done is just get Andrew Luck, and you want this dude to take you to the Super Bowl.
And that's why the other 50% got to go to the GM.
Yeah.
I'm like, you ain't upgraded the O-line.
But hold on, y'all. You giving 50% of that to Andrew Luck, though?
Well, the other 50%, Chuck Pagano's going to get fired.
Yeah.
I mean, he's done. So how much of the team has checked out anyway?
Right. And I don't know. Andrew Luck is not healthy.
No, I mean he's gotten beat up, but it's not all of that. I just think he's pressing, and a lot of this is how he looks when he loses a playoff game. It's how he's been playing the whole season, where he just throwing bad, making bad decisions, forcing it.
You know who
you know, like he's you know trust he's fine. I'm sitting there like, look. You got a mulligan year, fine. You Andrew Luck, we get it. He is going to have to upgrade that team.
Right. But
Andrew Luck, mate, and you know what? It might actually be good for him.
You know who
he gets a little, like, struggles in. Oh, now we have doubt. We don't really think he not really as good as we thought he was.
Shit.
And then he just break out.
Look.
A lot of Brett Favre, to remind me of.
Nah, B. I'm telling you,
them bad decisions, making them bad decisions with the ball. That's
terrible. That terrible interception he threw in the first quarter last week. When I watched it, I was ready to go home then. But when I did go home, and then I got home and turned the TV on and saw that he had turned the shit around, I was like, "Damn!" So I got to ask: was that Charlotte falling asleep, or was that him stepping the game up?
I think that was him stepping the game up. He's still Andrew Luck.
Yeah.
I mean, he can still bring it. Yeah.
He just shows you when it does feel like when it's crunch time.
You got to keep playing.
Yeah, when it's crunch time, he can step up. It's just he's starting off bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he still got it in there. It's just, like you said, he needs some line help.
That GM.
Do not get another damn wide receiver. You got enough.
And firing his offensive coordinator was not a smart move.
No.
That was stupid.
Yeah,
that's my fantasy quarterback, man.
So at mine too. So ooh, I'm like, God damn,
he's killing fucking fans.
Well, he made me happy last week, even though they was losing. He made me happy.
Yeah, I think he'll turn it around. Yeah. I mean, but the way as bad as this division is, he better turn it around. Like, don't just think the division is. They everybody's sorry.
Yep.
Right.
So there's no room for error. But you know, Colts. If the Colts do lose this division, I'd be shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because behind them, you got Houston Texans, no Arian Foster. You know, they tied. Ryan Mallett, missed the flight. Thanks, but no thanks. Sit down.
Houston, the Texans look like they was going to turn it around last season.
It looked like it.
It looked like it, but.
Feeling like at some point, J.J. Watt going to be like, all right, I need to go somewhere else. Cause damn.
Yeah.
He's going to get whatever he wants wherever he goes.
Exactly. Oh, you know he will, and he's worth it.
Yeah, he,
you
know, he exactly. Is. He is.
But, gee, I mean, they still can't get it together. Jacksonville 2-5.
Well, that's the they're going to get one more win for the rest of the season. That's all they're getting.
For Jacksonville?
Jacksonville gets one more win for
the rest. Damn.
They top 3-4 wins every year. That's it.
Yeah. I like the, you know, I like the young offense. They got Blake Bortles is showing some flashes.
You got T.J. Yeldon.
Mm-hmm. Allen Robinson.
Allen Hurn.
Yeah. All right. You know,
Julius Thomas has been
we ain't really
not
seen
worth
yet.
The cash.
No, we knew that.
Peyton made him.
Not going to keep any of those players. They don't spend no money in Jacksonville. They ain't spending no money.
Jacksonville need to just move. Jacksonville should have been in Los Angeles.
Yep.
Get rid of them.
Right, they should just fold that shit.
Get them out of the
league. You know, the way they make it feel like they trying to move them fools to London. Like, we're going to keep showing y'all always going to go to London every season.
Mm. So they're going to get them used to being having the Jaguars as their squad.
Exactly.
Wow.
And then 1-6, Tennessee Titans. Bye, Ken Whisenhunt.
Bye-bye. Oh.
Wizard Hunt whacked.
He got whacked finally.
I mean, but the reason why they said that he got fired is because he left the quarterback in too long.
Yeah, I guess when Mariota got hurt against Miami, he left him in, which was I was kind of like, he hurt his knee. I wouldn't take that risk because they was getting their butts kicked anyway. So
get him out of there.
Exactly, his ass out, but. I don't know, man. I mean, for Marcus Mariota, that's going to hurt.
Yeah. Ken Whisenhunt, I mean, he's going to land somewhere.
Offensive coordinator.
Yeah, he'll be somewhere coordinating.
Yeah. 3-20.
What the hell are we doing here?
And it does feel like they didn't even give him a chance to have his number one pick for the full season. But they were like, you only won 3 games. It's time to just go.
Not even 3. You won a game.
He'll be up there with Luck. He'll end up with Luck. Or coordinator.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Right now you got Cincinnati, Denver, New England pretty much locked to win their divisions.
Easily.
Colts shouldn't lose it, but yeah, that one's basically a question mark.
Right.
Only one person coming out of that. Who do y'all like at these other two wild cards?
Jeez.
My Raiders-Pittsburgh would be the obvious. I don't think the Jets can hold that.
Yeah, I'm probably thinking along the same lines. Oakland and Pittsburgh.
That looks like about it.
Yeah, I think it's going to come out of those two, and I think the Jets are going to be in the mix still for that last spot. Ryan Fitzpatrick somehow is working some magic on that team, and they have enough to get in. It's one of them three. I like what the Raiders are doing. I used to be a fan of the Raiders, so I hope they get in. But, like, we asking with Cincinnati, I ain't seen nothing yet. Nothing happened. You 4-3. Okay, you won 2 games. That don't make you a playoff team.
Yeah. Right.
You know, in Pittsburgh, I'm glad Ben's back. I believe in the offense. But they haven't been looking right every game either.
Yeah.
You know, and if their defense is just going to let whoever do whatever they want.
Right.
It may not matter. But, yeah, that's a good battle. All right, let's get over to the NFC where it's muddled as hell. I don't know. You know what? Do I want to? No, I'm going to say y'all for last.
You going to start with the West again?
You know what? I'm going to give love, and I'm going to start with the team that's in the division that's undefeated,
right.
And that's Carolina Panthers. It's Cam Newton. We're at the NFC South. You know, like we mentioned earlier, or I don't know if we're recording that, but numbers very similar to Kaepernick, but is in the MVP discussion. Did beat a struggling but still good Seattle team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got Green Bay coming up, which is a major game. I think if they win that, you know, maybe more people start believing. But, Cam is playing, you know, some of the best he's had, despite not having all his weapons, still getting it done. I mean, I know they haven't played a lot of great teams, but, you know, to me,
defense is legit.
Their defense is legit. Stewart's doing okay, but at least has some semblance of a real running game.
Yeah.
Cam just, hey, he carrying his team. Everybody know he really don't have much, you know, and he undefeated, so I got to give him love for that.
Yeah. Carolina's going to win the division, so it's going to be playoffs is where you're going to look at what is Cam there? Is he ready, you know?
Can I tell you firsthand experience?
Yeah, since you down there, what is it like?
Okay, so for the last 2 weeks, and then I know we're recording on a special night, but I'm going to be at the game again. I have gained – I'm not a Panthers fan, but I have gained a great respect for Cam Newton and Luke Kuechly, B.
Luke Kuechly is that dude.
Yo, first let me get Cam out the way. This dude, first of all, we know his size, his speed, and all that kind of stuff, his arm. But just watching that dude play in person, yo, pretty fucking amazing. He has this thing where he like, hides the ball. It's like he's, what, 6'5 or whatever? And he ducks down like he's hiding the ball. Like, you a defensive dude, you don't know if he handed it off or he's going to pass it or he's going to run with it. He does that shit so fucking well. It's crazy, B. Crazy. So he has that advantage because he can run. Mm-hmm. And he will run somebody over.
Yeah. And they give him the ball to run. They let him run.
Right. And he has an incredible arm. His accuracy that I've seen with my own eyes is incredible. The receivers just dropped the ball. He puts the shit right there.
He got nobody to throw the ball to except for Greg Olsen.
Yeah.
And he catches it. But the wide receivers drop the ball to put right in the breadbasket. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I have a great respect for that. And I also am watching Luke Kuechly play. Bruh. He's everywhere.
Yep.
He's American Express or whatever the fuck that commercial is. He's everywhere, B. He's in on every tackle.
It seems like it. Yeah.
It's crazy. So I sit here and I do not dislike or like Carolina. I'm just a football fan. And as I'm watching them play, I'm like, yo, they're undefeated. And they're undefeated for a reason. Like we said earlier, they are beating whoever's in front of them. They're getting it done.
Yeah, they are.
Including my Eagles. They're getting it done, B.
Yeah,
I can't front on Carolina. Absolutely. I'm not a fan, but I can't front on them. They're balling.
Yeah, they're doing what they got to do. And, you know, I've been to the, you know, playoffs 2 straight years, winning the division, so... You know, and I picked them to win again, but we'll see.
This could be a special year for them.
You know, however, I know what's the name of 6-2. Falcons have kind of fallen off the last couple of weeks. You know, of course, the doubters is back. They were hovering before, but now it's all of that.
I'm just happy for a man Cam, though. I know he did some knucklehead shit in college, pissed me off.
Yeah.
But yeah, he did. When,
he got his head on his shoulder right. He's doing the things the right way. So I'm appreciating what he's doing.
Oh, he got that $25 million or $125 million, whatever it was.
He got his money, and, you know, winning helps.
Yep.
Good to see you on your thing.
Yep.
Yeah, but, I mean, are we all off? Are we all off the Falcons now? Falcons can't win the division?
Well, all you got to do is triple cover their wide receiver.
Exactly. And it seems like it still don't matter with him.
Surprise, okay. Nobody cover him?
Like, it seems like you triple him, he's somehow still making a play. He's sick, man.
Julio Jones is a beast, but Matt Ryan got to throw it to other people.
Yeah. Matt Ryan is overrated.
Oh, I don't know about that. I don't know.
He is kind of overrated, Kurt.
About overrated. He's better than average.
Yeah, absolutely.
But he ain't great, though.
Okay, right.
Who's calling him great, though?
I don't know. Who's
calling him great?
We just making sure.
He's an above average quarterback.
He's above average.
I think he also has a running back that's looking real good this year too.
That boy is the truth.
Oh yeah, he is.
Oh, Devontae Freeman is the real beast. Deal.
Yeah. He runs at another level, B.
That's funny. They weren't sure with him. It was like, he's gonna play. We don't really know because he hadn't been doing that before. But I guess new coach maybe, and he's been out the box killing.
Yeah, he has.
Yep.
But, yeah, they are going to need some. I mean, he's got the defense playing. But, yeah, Matt Ryan has got to spread it out.
Yes. And Roddy Wright needs a...
He's about to be...
It's time to retire.
Yeah.
Yo, he collecting checks, B.
He is, but it's time to...
Yeah, he collecting checks.
At this point.
Give up that roster spot, brother. Go ahead and... You can retire in NFL right now and still get that check.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when, much guaranteed... The way they contract, so I'm trying to get as much guaranteed as possible.
Exactly.
Yeah, man. Then New Orleans at 4-4.
They sneaking back in there, though.
They trying. They are.
In there.
Man, Drew Brees is still Drew Brees.
Their offense is still the truth. Their defense sucks.
That game.
Yeah, their defense is horrible.
That shit with Baltimore was just, there was no defense being played.
None. Wait a minute.
You talking about the Giants game?
I mean, I'm sorry. The Giants game.
Put up seven touchdowns.
I'm going to tell you like this. I thought the Giants were done. I was like, I'm watching the game first half. I'm like, oh, yeah, Giants is done. The Giants are done. Second half, I was like, wow. What the fuck just happened? What just happened?
Yeah, that game was no defense at all.
It was all points. But yeah, Drew Brees still got it. Ben Watson, career back on track now.
Yeah.
Still getting a young, he's a little young quarterback. I mean, wide receiver Brandon Cooks.
Willie Snead.
Yeah, he made whoever good. He has a skill that that Tom Brady does the same
thing. They missing Jimmy Graham, though, still.
Yeah.
If Graham was there, they'd have a couple more wins.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I know they ain't mad with, you know, getting that O-line back together.
They need some D help, though.
Yeah. That's been the question for a while.
Yeah.
And then at the bottom, 3-4, Tampa Bay.
Which is not bad for them.
No. Not at all.
Especially with a brand new quarterback back there.
Yeah, Jameis is
looked all right.
He's good in some games, and then other games you'd be like, yeah.
Well, he looked like a rookie.
Yeah, I was about to say, he looked like a typical rookie.
But I tell you what, I'm impressed. He can run that offense, though. When he's on.
Oh, he can throw the ball.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
On, yeah. Yeah, they got some potential down there. You know, yeah, Mike Evans,
Vincent Jackson.
Breakout Vincent Jackson. He hurt. I mean,
he's the opposite. He's got receivers. He got people to throw it to, but that offensive line ain't blocking good enough for him.
Yeah, his old line is shitty as hell.
Yeah. Hopefully they build pretty good with that squad.
Yeah.
But yeah, Carolina.
Lovey.
Yeah.
He's doing a decent job.
Mm-hmm.
Give it to him.
Skip that. All right, let's hop over to the NFC North right now. Green Bay took that L, but they still in the lead at 6-1. You know, hey, what, last 2 weeks, 500-plus yards allowed by that defense? You know.
Yeah, boy. That's going to be a problem.
Yeah, and, you know, Carolina ain't got it like that. But, you know, Carolina come in and, you know, move the ball on you. I don't know.
It might be one and done in the playoff, Green Bay.
Oof.
That defense playing like that?
Yeah. Yeah, they rely on Aaron Rodgers a whole lot.
Well, Eddie Lacy ain't doing nothing.
No, that running game disappeared. Starks has been all right, but I mean, there's a reason James Starks, he's been on the team a few years. Yeah. And he ain't locked down the number one spot. So, and Eddie Lacy, I don't know. Last year he was good. This year, not.
He ain't in Alabama no more. It's different.
I'm assuming he'll get it going once it starts to kick in a little colder weather and in November, December, he'll start getting it.
Hey, man, but yeah, he better because at 5-2, Minnesota Vikings,
they on the heels. My boy, Teddy Bridge,
my man. I'm happy. I'm so happy for that brother. Everybody doubted him coming.
Yeah, they did. I still can't believe Johnny Manziel went in front of that fool. Like, what?
I can't either.
Hey.
Hype.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know, Adrian Peterson still getting it done.
My boy, AP.
Quietly, though.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. Yeah, that's all right. He'll take with all the shit he went through last season, I'd take a quiet 5-2 and
I think it need to be
wrap
quiet.
Him up.
Yeah. He shouldn't be saying shit. Yeah. AP should be quiet as a mug. Just be like, you know what?
Just run the ball.
Let me run the ball again. Get my $13 million and shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I would too.
Funny.
Like, let's focus on the team. That's we about team this year.
Yep.
That's right. Be about the team.
Bridge is looking all right. Defense all right. 5-2. I'm impressed.
Hey, Mike Zimmer did a good job. Mm-hmm. He's doing a good job with this team.
Looking like they're trying to really get in this play. And, you know, if Green Bay starts slipping.
That could be critical.
Yeah.
And then it just jumps off with 2-5 Chicago Bears.
Jake Cutler still, I believe, has probably the third strongest arm in the league.
It feels like it's wasted talent.
It's not doing nothing for him.
Oh, yeah, you say that again about wasted talent? Yes.
It feels like, because you're like, this dude has
top five QB talent.
He's the white Willie Beeman.
I'm just saying, yo, Jay Cutler has a gigantic arm.
Yeah, he does.
And he is just
Willie Beeman.
Straight up Willie Beeman.
Just shut up and play ball, B. You don't care about your suits. Armani or whoever, just play
that's
ball. Funny.
He do play, and that's what we try to ask him shit. He looked like, dude, do you care?
Right.
I know.
Like you don't.
I'm getting paid, ain't I? That's all I care about.
Willie Beeman. Play ball.
And that with Nomad Forte, they done.
Yeah, he out for a period of time. And
yeah.
The rookie, Kevin White. Is he Kevin White going to play this season?
No. I doubt it.
I bet you they wish they still had Lovey up there, though.
Hell yeah. Yeah, they should have never let him go.
Mm-hmm. With the coach talking shit about the quarterback.
Lovey.
he was there for a period, but, I mean, he had to go at some point. He had to move somewhere else.
Right. Yeah.
We got stale up there.
Yeah, and we shitting on Jay Cutler. He third.
Right. This is probably the most disappointing team in football right now. It's fucking Detroit Lions. I don't know what the hell is going on.
I'm going to tell you right now, B. Y'all ain't going to like it. Jim Caldwell.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, B.
I root for the black coaches, but Caldwell... Yeah. He just looks soft on the sideline. Like
he on the hot seat.
He just like he was on the hot seat before he got the job.
True.
He just don't look like he should be head coach in no way.
I don't
he
think
like mad they, confused.
Have that look about them. Like, you know what? You don't even want to listen to nothing that motherfucker say.
He looking like, what did I just call?
did I do that?
Man.
No, I agree. He does look like a very quiet coach. Like, he just don't say nothing.
He gonna be slamming phones around in the locker room soon.
It might be.
I mean, yeah, you know.
He's set for one of them quotables, though, because he gonna blow up on somebody.
Yeah, he is.
He gonna be with the reporter gonna ask him the wrong question, and he just gonna be, like, going off. He gonna be like, wow. He actually talks.
He said, I need to go to rehab, but I said, no.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's rough. I mean, now with, we're talking about, you know, Jay Cutler. I mean, Matthew Stafford, he's had his plenty of time.
Yeah.
It's time to go.
You know, you got Megatron, who was feeling like he more like Calvin Johnson, not Megatron.
Yeah.
You know, I think Amir Abdullah got like no carries or some crap the last game.
Yeah, one.
Yeah, they're
struggling.
Yeah, I mean, clearly like fired the GM and the team
and
president.
And the team president.
And we know whoever comes in is going to want to pick their own head coach.
Yep.
And as I said, Caldwell,
he's done.
Yeah. Yep. You know, he said offensive coordinator somewhere else.
Yeah, they probably throwing in the towel. The team's throwing in the towel. They done. They know it.
Yeah. Yeah, buddy.
In the NFC West.
Arizona,
man.
Solid 6-2.
I know they wish they had kept him up there as the head coach up there in Indianapolis.
Yeah, I know they were. I knew when he filled in that year, I know they were like, oh, fuck, can you stay?
But they had to bring him back. The other two had answer. They couldn't go out like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, but I mean, exactly. He landed and
toasted him.
He got that team playing.
He's a good-ass coach.
Mm-hmm.
Coach, he's a good coach.
Hell yeah, he's a good guy. Larry Fitzgerald, that's my
Fitzgerald
man.
Fitzgerald was done. He brought Fitzgerald back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It feels like with Fitzgerald, he just needed, if he had solid quarterback play, he'd be okay. It's just like, the quarterback ain't doing nothing, so I can't.
Yeah.
But he is having a resurrection.
Carr is an injury away, because he just be looking for him to just get hurt every year.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why they need, I mean, especially how they're playing this year.
Like, their O-line needs to protect Carson like a motherfucker.
I'd be every game Carson take them out to eat.
Yeah.
Be like, you know what?
Yeah. They just hoping 1 year. Can we get one season where he's healthy and just let us see what happens?
That's funny.
But yeah, their defense playing, you know, that running game. Chris Johnson reviving his career. Speaking of revivals.
Hey, can you believe that?
Yeah.
they just plucked him off the free agent market in the offseason. Like, we'll just give him a shot and just see what he can do.
Yeah, he didn't do nothing with the Jets. We'll see what he has. Damn. He filled in like, wow, okay.
He looked at Tennessee.
Yeah, I know. He was literally on what they call a scrap heap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
All it takes is another team with the right system. Yeah. And the right coach. Get enough out of you. But, yeah, man, they, you know, looking like they're going to win this division.
Yeah.
You know, St. Louis sitting here at 4-3.
Ty Gurley.
What?
Gurley is the man.
Let me tell you.
That boy running. that boy good. I thought he was done after Georgia. I'm like, you know what? He's going to get in the league, and he messed up. But, yo, he might be all right.
I knew he was going to be a monster. I always knew. I was like, that fool, he's as big as he is, he's fast as hell for his size. So it's just the second he get through that hole, he's gone, man.
Yeah, he's like McGahee, I guess. McGahee got hurt in college, came out.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good year, so he got hurt. He's looking good right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
If they got to do something, they're going to need a quarterback, yo. I don't know if Nick Foles.
You ain't sold on Foles?
Nah.
Nope.
He's a Philly fan back here, so he ain't sold on Foles.
I'm not either.
If there's another Philly fan. They ain't sold.
Nope.
He threw 7 touchdowns for y'all.
Old Leadfoot.
No, he's a fill-in.
They folding up on Foles already.
I folded up on Foles when he was in Philly, B. I don't care about that 27-2.
I mean,
that was a fluke.
Yeah, they wanted, you know, they're like, hey, our quarterback been injured. You know, we got somebody who can play.
Yeah,
you know, he'll hold up while we in the interim.
Yeah, he's not whack, but no.
I mean, ain't like his quarterbacks wherever you can go.
At this
get
point,
him.
His only job is to hand the ball off to Gurley.
Yeah,
there you go.
Manage the game.
Yep,
make the right
just
throws.
Don't fuck up.
He can do that.
He's Alex Smith in San Francisco right now.
There you go.
And that defense playing. I mean,
and in Seattle, they just ain't looking hell? Right.
Something wrong there. Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Something ain't right.
Maybe that, you know, defensive coordinator was a part of that. I don't know. Are people feeling some kind of way because Russell got that check? I don't know.
I don't know. They just got to stop playing Future pregame.
I'm telling you. Sierra cursed them.
There you go.
You know, they do it in Dallas. And like, if you a quarterback, you can't date nobody famous.
Nope.
Unless you got a ring.
No.
If you got a ring,
I'm an athlete, period. I don't care if I'm a punter. I ain't dating nobody. You're not like that.
I don't know, B. If you a punter, you might.
We arm and arm. I don't care. If I'm a player on a team, I'm not fucking with none of these hoes out here.
Oh, man.
And I don't even know if the pastor of his church is approving anyway.
Damn.
He went all the way there.
Nah, I'm just being,
like, you out here, she's a scarlet.
I'm just being 100. You know what I mean?
Like a boy.
You're letting her take advantage of you. She's so much advantage of you.
You know her son's name is Future? Future Junior.
They are not playing with no spark whatsoever. Nah. And defense not as they ain't booming as hard as they was.
The Legion ain't dead.
Well, they was off their game when their player was missing.
Yeah.
Yeah, missing Cam Chancellor for the first few games was big.
And then the fact that line is
that O-line sucks.
Yeah.
I don't even have an O-line. I don't even know where the O-line's at. He's running for his life back there.
He does look like it, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Every snap.
Always having to scramble.
Just sprinting to the sideline.
Right.
That's the play they call. He'd be like, what play you called? Oh, nah, I'm sprinting over here. I'm not going to stand in his pocket and take that hit.
But I'm going to ask y'all a question. I'm going to ask y'all a question because y'all seen Pete Carroll up close out your way. If things get tough, let's say the rest of the season and next season, what type of character is Pete Carroll, the type to stick it out, or he gonna be ghost?
Oh no, he's ghost. He's out. He is out. The minute shit starts hitting the fan, he's gone.
I bet you USC will take him back though.
Yeah, they would.
Yeah, they would.
Yeah, I bet you he won't call pass play on a 1 yard line again in the second
ball. That was dumb. That was just dumb.
Yeah, that was.
I can't talk. I don't want to talk about that.
I've never been so upset. And screaming at the TV. I bet you all my neighbors heard me yelling at the TV.
It was a worldwide scream
on
that play.
I just knew Beast Mode was getting the ball.
I can't. Let's move to the next topic.
But I mean, speaking of Beast Mode, you know, no line. The line is affecting his play.
His play, yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, they, you know, right now 4-4. Still alive to sneak in. Yeah. Like, I don't know, man.
Back door in there. They can get in.
Yeah.
That'll be a wild card.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to get back three straight.
Be hell to take them out if they get in, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Done in the playoffs. They know how to get it done.
That is true.
Yeah, and then we was talking about this before, and with them 2-6 Niners, Colin Kaepernick benched, at least for this game. I don't think he'll be benched the whole damn season.
If Blaine Gabbert plays well, I don't know.
Well, he's if he done. Play well then, and they win a game, then he, of course he's staying. But
I still say you can't underestimate the temperature in the locker room.
Oh, no,
I agree.
That whole, he looked like he not involved and got his headphones on, and, you know, when all that stuff starts leaking – you know, it is fractured. I believe that whole, the way their dynasty crumbled, because they were on, they were just there knocking on the door.
But that's the owner.
And then just in a year and a half, just broke the hell off.
And then they traded Vernon Davis, who was criticizing his ass, boy.
And they lost a lot of players, B.
Yeah.
They did, to injury or to
retirement. Early retirement.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, I don't know, man. But with trading Vernon Davis, I know there was that whole thing and he was calling them out. I'm like, let's get him out of here. If it feel like it's, they're like, well, let's start over.
But yeah. You gonna see if Vernon Davis starts shining?
He gonna be all right. In
hey, we're playing with Peyton. He'll be just fine.
Dude, he's gonna be
all right.
Yeah, he's never gotten. The last time he played well was with Alex Smith.
Yep.
Mm. Okay, so let me ask a quick question though. So because he's out of there now, do we have to look back at what Mike Singletary said?
Can't play with him?
I mean, he's had them issues. I mean, he should be used a lot more, and he wasn't. And, you know, maybe that's on him.
Well, he's also in the locker room where niggas will put him in his place real quick. You are joining this club. You were not part of this fraternity to start. You are just joining right now.
Yeah,
put you in your place.
Oh yeah, he gonna have to learn. Peyton gonna be like, "Here's a book and let's go."
Exactly, learn it.
Yeah. You ain't getting a pass thrown your way for three games, so don't learn that playbook.
Exactly.
Yeah, because he may not get. I expected him to get like hella, you know, targets.
He ain't getting hella targets immediately,
you know. But come playoff time, might be nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, y'all need him on that goal line.
Yeah, if he can do similar to what Julius Thomas was, then we good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, these Niners just fell off. Kaepernick, it's time for him to move on.
Yep.
You know, he's getting criticized to death. We do it on here because, I mean, he, you know, granted, Deion had his back and was basically like, the owner ain't doing shit for the team and he ain't got nothing around him, which is true.
The expectations were just too high. People calling him, he could be the best quarterback ever. Like,
I mean, what was that on the Sports
Illustrated? Ron Jaworski.
Right, yeah, your boy, Ron Jaworski.
Yeah.
Who you don't want to be having the coach changing your game. You don't want to get sacked every play. Come to Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah. Colin Cowherd. He's the hardest quarterback to play for.
Colin Cowherd, get on my nerves, man.
Oh, yeah, that. And then, you know, I remember that Sports Illustrated with him and Russell on the cover. And it looked like he's standing in front, no shirt. You know, everybody
showing
caught him.
Damn tattoos.
He's like, what the hell? And I think he started believing
feeling himself.
Mm-hmm. He definitely was feeling himself. The
he
head
got RG3 complex a little
hell
bit.
Yeah.
Feeling himself.
Yeah, but it's.
Yeah, I know about that.
He got off that roofie situation.
But yeah, I think it's.
I
think
he
it's
got
time.
Caught up with them chicks.
Yeah.
I think it's time for him. Dude still has some talent, and I think. In a league of 32 quarterbacks, he can start.
Yeah.
So, oh, hell
I mean,
yeah.
Ain't like.
He can definitely start.
Yeah.
I'd give him 25 out of 32 right now.
Yeah. I mean, he down there. Yeah. He ain't playing well. I think he's good enough to bounce back. It's just, you know, I feel bad for Niner fans because that fall was quick.
Yeah,
it was not like, oh.
Jumped off the building. Head first.
Yeah.
Damn.
It was like, we don't like this. You know, we want to fire Jim Harbaugh. Okay. Now
you suck.
Yeah, now you suck.
Right. That was an idiot move.
How can we fire the owner now?
Exactly.
All right. And then we
moving on to y'all division.
To division that's most important to these fellas.
NFC least.
Damn.
I mean,
New York Giants.
Yeah, I mean, they're looking like it. 4-4 in the division.
ODB. Just for the moment.
Oh, yes. Odell Beckham.
But the man.
That's
I take him in a heartbeat. I give up 3 first rounds for him.
Damn.
Odell is the man. He don't.
Damn.
No, I mean, he drafted well.
He's a beast, dude.
I'm saying, he's proven ain't no one-year wonder.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, Victor Cruz, I don't know when he coming back. It's always that they can be a great tandem, but he can't get on the field.
He coming hurt. Back for another injury.
Yeah.
Milk toast.
Hey, is this the year? Is this the last year? Coughlin gonna be back for another 5 years, or are we at the point where it's time?
If Coughlin make the playoffs, he gonna be back again.
Yeah, if Coughlin make the playoffs, he in again. Well,
no, I mean, if Coughlin make the playoffs, they're probably gonna extend him.
Damn, is he marrying Barry?
We'll give him one more year again.
Yeah,
you better believe it.
More he gets year. His team to fight. I give hey his team.
They still fight.
They stay alive.
They play for him, though.
Yeah. That's why you can't get rid of him.
That's why you can't get rid of him. They play for him.
And I got to give it to Eli. He doesn't get the credit he deserves. He's a better quarterback than most people give him credit for.
The amount of interceptions he's been throwing the last...
Yeah, them picks, B.
Yeah. He's an above-average quarterback. He's just can't. He's not a I-can-carry-the-load-by-myself quarterback.
You know what Eli does to you? Eli breaks your heart. He does. Either way, one of the way or the other. Either he's going to throw a game-winning touchdown and break your heart, or he's going to throw the game-losing fucking interception, and you'd be like, what the fuck did you just...
he is that dude. Especially he needs a running game.
Yeah.
He's a quarterback. If he has no running game, I'm scared for him, because I'm like, no play action for him either? No. It's going to be a rough season. But, hey, they lead a division. On to them 3-4 Washington Redskins.
So the Redskins have moved on from Robert Griffin.
Yes, they have.
You know,
they have completely moved on.
You like that?
I like that. It's time for him to go, though. And I'm glad to see this happen, because he needs to be humble.
Yeah.
Mm. He needed this in his life. Because he had a big-ass head that gave him the key to the city before he ever threw one damn pass. He owned his place.
And I'm sure y'all had a front row seat of that shit.
You hear it every day on the radio. I don't even listen to local radio, because I can't stand that shit.
Damn.
I can't. I'm not. These guys will tell you, I'm not that type of fan. I'm too real. I can't stand to hear people, just the homers, talk like they're going to the Super Bowl when you know they only have 3 or 4 wins for the year. Stop that. They still suck. And if you got the same owner of this team, they're going to continue to suck.
Yeah, Dan Snyder, man, just...
Snyder is a fan.
Get out the way.
He's a fanboy. Just let the damn people do their jobs. Get somebody in here that knows how to pick players.
Well, he did hire a GM.
He did hire a GM finally, but he's still hanging over his head.
Yeah, he still wants to have final say, like, on everything. Which I understand, but, like, it's like he goes and picks the dudes. Like, just let somebody else pick them. You say yay or nay, but come on.
Get out of the way.
Yeah, really. But yeah, there's figure is Kirk Cousins, are you ready to look for another quarterback?
Are you sold on Kirk Cousins?
No. Not at all. I don't like that.
Are you sold on Jay Gruden?
Hell no. I'm not sold on Gruden either.
Hey man, cause that running game is what the hell, man? Cause I got Alfred Morris and he has been trash.
They're not to do. They're not, but they got a different running game though. Because when we had I forgot his name already.
Shanahan.
Thank you, Shanahan. And they ran that zone running plays. That's where he got all his running yards from. They switched up that whole shit, and the offense doesn't know how to block for this dude now.
They can't do nothing.
Them zone plays. They was used to them stretch plays.
Matt Jones, nothing.
Jordan Reed can't stay healthy ever.
Jordan Reed never going to stay healthy.
And then Deshaun Jackson out, that don't help.
Hey, well, Deshaun is another injury away from looking bad.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he is.
Come back next year and get hurt, he's going to be cut.
Oof.
Man. Oof. Hey, man, then tied for 3-4, them Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay, so Philly fans, the whole city has a very short wick,
Oh, they're the realest fans in the league, them Philly fans. They're so real.
And so there is, on local Philadelphia radio anyway, there is a Get Chip Kelly Out of Town movement.
Damn.
Chiefs ain't buying it because he basically destroyed the roster. He believes, now, Chip Kelly, from a coach's point, he has a wonderful system. Okay? But this isn't Oregon, and you can't put second string guys in.
Nope.
Yeah.
And score 50 points, not in the National Football League.
It's just weird to me because, like, you get that many plays, but what it sounds like is that it's hurting your defense because your defense is on the field so damn quick.
Woo, yes. And even though Philly's defense has played very well this year,
they have.
You cannot help but break down after being on the field for 76 plays. For 40 minutes.
Yeah.
We have second string receivers. We have a quarterback who I just read, thank goodness he turned down a $73 million extension over the summer.
Y'all got lucky.
Yeah, right.
He got cocky, which was dumb on his part.
After that damn preseason game.
Right.
Yep. They beat Green Bay. Woo-hoo.
Yeah.
He was like, you know what? I don't need that. I know how good I am.
Like, all right.
What happened to him, all them injuries and stuff, he should have just jumped at picking that money.
Yep.
You know the main problem for me with my squad is that this dude, Chip Kelly, who, you know, he came in and he changed the game a little bit. He had to, you know, he did some different shit that people wasn't ready for. But this is the NFL. One season of tape and your ass is got. So you got to be able to adapt. Still do what you do, but damn, adapt to the league, B.
I don't even think it's adapting. It's the fact that he thinks his system is supreme.
It might be.
In college, it's good. It'll work.
This ain't college.
In NFL, that's not going to work. That system, you need the talent to go with that system.
Exactly.
Sean Jackson and them there, that shot, you were shining.
Yeah, it's just never got rid of Shady McCoy.
It's just way too many people.
Right.
Like, if Shady McCoy costs you too much and say we can't afford him, I'm surprised out of everybody it was Macklin, because I'm like, all right, you don't want Deshaun Jackson. I can, you know, whatever, I can get that. All right. You know, but Jeremy Macklin came out of nowhere and really produced.
Yeah,
like,
one
why
year.
Why you ain't keeping him? I'm like, why you ain't keep him? Because him and Jordan Matthews hold is up, a nice tandem.
Right. And I'm saying, you keep Macklin, and then, you know, Jordan Matthews has a different outcome.
Yeah, but Macklin wanted to leave, B. He was off that Andy Reid, and he went where Andy Reid was. That's that simple.
Oh, you think he wasn't coming back at all?
Nah, it wasn't like Philly wasn't trying to pay him. He just was like, yo, I'm going to Kansas City.
No.
Straight up, I got to know. How do fans feel about Riley Cooper?
Yo, I want him out of there.
Yeah.
He's a wasted spot.
Seriously. The worst starting receiver in the league.
You talk about a fucking receiver, and what you going to talk about is he can block? God damn. Even my man from Pittsburgh, what was his name? From Pittsburgh. Hines Ward. Yeah, he could block, but he did everything else, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
God damn, Riley Cooper don't do shit.
He's trash, and we paying him good money, too.
Yes, y'all are. Shit.
And at the very bottom, 2-5 Dallas Cowboys.
Yay. Yay. As long as they're at the bottom, everything.
Real talk, it's just a bad year for them. Injuries.
Bad year next year, too.
Man. Well, I mean, you know, I mean, real talk, as a football fan, not a Dallas hater, this is a fucked up year for them.
Well, yeah, Jazz
got hurt. Their starting quarterback got hurt.
I feel
they
about them.
On this criminal.
I don't care about them Cowboys.
That's a true Redskin fan right there.
Fuck them Cowboys all day long.
Yeah, it feels like it started when Murray didn't come back. Because you figure, like, all right, the whole team ain't coming back, and basically your MVP of your team that season is not back.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's still not back.
Yeah, and then he's, you know, Dez is supposed to come back, but then Romo get hurt.
Yep.
I'm so happy.
Well, they just
damn, B.
I'm so happy. I hope they do bad next year.
Well, they disrespected Murray. I mean.
Yeah. Oh, big time.
Oh, they just disrespect.
Yeah, Murray.
I mean, they ran that fool into the ground.
Well, and then they didn't want to pay him after that. It's like, yep, see ya.
Like, shit, but...
Well, if it ain't about the money... and they wasn't trying to pay him because they figured they was the Denver Broncos. They could just plug anybody in.
Didn't happen.
Yeah, yeah, nope. they tried getting guys.
They got that offensive line, just like we could put anybody behind it. But yeah,
you know, didn't Randall they just cut a running back?
Yeah, they cut Joseph Randall,
and they brought your boy in from Arkansas. He played for Arkansas. What's his damn name?
Darren McFadden.
Darren McFadden, in there.
Who looked all right lately?
All right,
but he's bound to get hurt at some point.
Yeah.
Look, as far as the NFC East, nobody's going to be mad at the Cowboys and the Bombers. They have the worst fans in the league, as far as I'm concerned.
Yep.
Yeah, it's the fans. It ain't the team. It's the fans.
I'm going to put it like, yeah, let me rephrase that. I don't dislike the team. It's the damn fans that get on my nerves with the flags flying around all the time. People talking like they're going to win every game, even though you know they're going to get that ass kicked.
JC texting 50,000 times a game.
He is the worst.
Until they lose, then you can't find him.
How you a New York nigga? The Cowboys. I'm like, come on, stop that.
And then
like
I don't
New York City proper.
Yeah, I don't know how it is out L.A., but you see more Cowboy flags in the Washington, D.C. area
than the Redskin flags.
Well, can I speak on that? Can I speak on that, though? The thing about that is, and I've talked to some older black folks.
Yeah.
It's because the Cowboys was the first team to have brothers on the squad. And the Redskins was the last team to have brothers on the squad. So a lot of them folks in D.C. was like, yo, I'm riding with the Cowboys. And that's just a hand-down thing. But I don't like the Cowboys. I don't like the Redskins either, for that matter. But I don't like the Giants either. So anyway.
You're an NFC East fan. I don't know none of y'all like nobody else in the league.
I ain't no NFC East fan. I'm a Philadelphia Eagles fan.
I mean, so like rest of them can get pissed on. Nobody likes nobody in that division.
I don't know who's trying to win it though. Who trying to win it?
I mean, do y'all expect your teams to win the division? Because only one of these teams is going in the playoffs.
I think the Giants going to win it. This is their year. But they go to playoff. If they make it in the playoffs, Giants going to the Super Bowl. I'm telling you right now. You know how they get in the playoffs. They get all the way there.
I ain't gonna see.
Yeah, I'm going that far. But I do see the Giants winning a division.
I think the Eagles could push them, but it's gonna take everything going in the right direction.
What's up, baby?
You heard. She's like, I got something to say. I know something.
I think Green Bay and Minnesota both get in.
Yes.
I think Green Bay should hold out to win the division. Hopefully they stay healthy.
We'll see.
Fix it. NFC South.
Carolina should win it.
Yeah. Atlanta's going to fight to get in the playoffs still. But possible two teams come out. And then the NFC West, I think Arizona's holding it. Seattle, and then I don't know. It may just be one of these teams that come out.
That's going to be a tough battle.
Well, yeah.
At the end, yeah.
Seattle going to start feeling that pressure if they don't already.
Yeah.
On a wild card, I'm saying probably Minnesota. Boy, that's tough. Minnesota, Seattle.
Okay. Yeah. That'll be good. All right, y'all. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back, jump into some basketball real quick. Talk some college, and then we're going to pass up these awards and get out of here.
Yes, sir.
Y'all listen to the Brothers Lamb of Sports Happy Hour.
Holla! We'll be right back.
All right, y'all, we're back. Brothers, yes. Lehman Sports Happy Hour.
Yo, yo, yo.
So yes, if y'all want to hit us up, y'all want to talk some football, you know, we at the halfway mark. Let us know what you think and how the rest of the season going to play out. You hit us up via email, thebrotherslehman@gmail.com, on Twitter, @brotherslehman, on the hotline, 323-455-4219. You can reach us on the website, blackisonline.com.
And since we're at the halfway point, that means fantasy football getting toward the playoffs. If you got any questions, hit me up. Let us know. We'll get back at you.
Holla. Yeah, it's getting close. You know, we up in here with our guest, the homies from the Hip Hop Digest, yes, King sir. Killer, E Color, Kurt G. Glad y'all in here talking with us.
All right.
Happy to be here.
All right, so we're going to jump into some NBA. I do have an email to read. It's from the homegirl Storm.
Uh-oh.
What up, Storm? From the Hoopla Show. What up, fellas? Had to stop by and show the fans some love now that the NBA season is upon us. Golden State Warriors are that team you almost hate to like because they defy stereotypes about three-point shooters. Even though Boga will be injured by December 1st, I am expecting them to return to the Western Conference Finals as long as they can keep Draymond Green off the bottle.
Mm.
Clippers, two words, epic underachievers.
Ooh.
Excited to see the veteran floor / locker room leadership the truth brings. Pass the ball to DeAndre? For what? Let him do what he does best. You saw what happened when Chicago tried to make Noah an offensive threat. Mm. Same results. What up, Jonathan?
Damn.
Portland finally gave Damian Lillard all that money, which means this year they are going to pay him for his frustration. San Antonio can't argue against a proven system with veteran players. Big offseason additions who always show up during the playoffs. It's just a season that can get painful when everybody gets rest.
Mm.
I agree with Jonathan's assessment with Dallas and Portland getting the boot. Due to the recent younger additions, I'll roll with Phoenix getting in, as long as they don't wear those Steve Nash socks. Sacramento in the West, that is bold. New Orleans was still creeping at the last minute. Somebody tell Baylor the Great that the Lakers are better off tanking this season for a draft pick after the Coaster retires or goes to play for the Clippers. Looking forward to trash talking with y'all this season. Storm, Hoopla, and G-Spot Network.
What up, Storm?
What up?
Appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. Hey, man, let's jump into it.
Let's get in there.
First off, the team and the man right now. Steph Curry. Chef Curry cooking with gas. I mean, he is just taking off where he left off.
The best shooter in the history of the NBA. I don't care.
Now, I've heard off the dribble for sure. He will.
Dribble, yeah.
He will pull up when you least expect it. He's just in motion, like, oh, quick. Give him a window.
Maybe just a tad bit too early, but he's on his way.
He's definitely on his way to being, so being the best. So
at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, yeah, he will be the best shooter ever.
Absolutely.
Ever.
I mean, the only person, I mean, at least who I've seen that compares is Larry Bird.
Yeah, and they're just different kind of shooters.
I don't know. Reggie Miller was up there, too.
Yeah, Reggie was good. Reggie was good. So was Ray. Ray Allen was good, too.
Mm-hmm. With that quick stroke. But, yeah, I mean.
Jesus, shuttles work.
Golden State 6-0. He's playing at an MVP form. So Jonathan, he's trying to get into that. Maybe I'm the number two best player. He's pushing.
Yeah.
He's pushing. I do like the fact with him, though, will more come out about he put in the work. Because they're starting to break out all the what he was said about when he got drafted, but his handle needed work, and a lot of people were like, I don't think he can really score in the NBA and all that. And he just used it as motivation. Now his handle game is sick. And he's just carrying his team, man. The Warriors getting it done.
Yep.
You know, what can you say about that, yo? He's a fucking man.
Yeah. Beast.
I mean, beasting. It's
just that's it. He's just beasting. You can't.
There's
that can stop him one on one.
Nah.
Nobody.
Nope.
Nah, they all playing. I mean, what, earlier this week beat the Grizzlies by 50. Which I was like, damn.
God damn.
He put up 30 in that game. They beat the Nuggets yesterday. He put up 34, 10 assists, 8 threes.
It's ridiculous.
You know what? The Grizzlies, they were upset about that. Said that Golden State had no class.
Well, stop them from shooting then.
Well, yeah, you got to stop them from scoring. I mean,
yeah. You don't like their class, then stop them.
Yeah, they've been getting a lot of it. I think Golden State, they're just young enough. They're going to use it. It's like, oh, we whack. Oh, so the 67 games in the championship, you know, we got lucky. Okay. And they just like, fine, we're going to kick everybody ass every game. And I'm for champions, I'm not mad at that.
Yeah.
He's like, fuck it. We going, ain't nobody, you know, when this was LeBron's team, are they going to break Jordan's record? I mean, teams that score 67 points and you pissing on them, they may be like, okay, we going for the record. I don't know, but they hot in the mug right now.
Yep.
That's rough. Let me ask a question.
Uh-huh.
Y'all out there. Is that Mark Jackson's team?
Yeah, I believe Mark Jackson put it.
Did they throw up it? Did they throw in there?
Now, the thing is,
he put Steve the team Kerr, together.
Yeah, I think he put his fingerprints on the team in terms of establishing what it takes to win. But Steve Kerr maybe just moved the pieces around the right way to make it work. I mean, he even admits that, you know, I wasn't. Mark Jackson really set this up for him. He totally gives 100% credit to Mark Jackson.
Oh, okay, that's real.
You know, but they weren't playing defense like this under Mark Jackson.
No.
No,
they weren't. The ball movement wasn't like this under Mark Jackson. And he was able to convince Iguodala to go to the bench, which, you know, as we know, you know, most guys don't want to sit on the bench.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's done the damn thing. They're looking pretty right now, 6-0. In the West, they beat the Clippers,
mm-hmm.
You know, who has something. You know, I'm going to get into that as one of my awards. But Clippers have looked all right, you know, 4-1 besides that loss, I mean.
Yeah.
Blake Griffin balling.
Blake Griffin is balling.
You know, for them, it's just mixing it all together.
Chris Paul hurt again.
That's why he didn't set out that last play for some injury.
I think he hurt his groin or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Some shit. You know, Trailblazers at 4-2.
That's very surprising.
CJ McCollum, but
my boy Damian Lillard is that dude.
I give Lillard all props. All props.
He's come out balling. Yeah, McCollum there.
CJ McCollum balling too.
I mean, they damn near 1-2. Like, they can't. I mean, right now, I mean, they can't argue with the results. Exactly. Nice young team, role players fitting. Aminu's playing well. One Ed of the Davis. Twins, Plumlee.
Yeah.
So far, so good for him. Spurs sitting at 4-2. I'm liking it.
I'm sure you are.
Didn't like that buzzer beater loss to the Wizards.
Oh, he's when
Lamar Aldridge got faked.
They went crazy
they went
over
crazy
here.
Out here with that.
That was a good. That was a great win for them. Beal's been playing well.
Well, he's finally healthy. We'll see for how long though.
Yeah, but Spurs is just for them. It's just get putting in work and time, getting Aldridge comfortable.
Right.
Bobby even said as much. So, you know, for me,
they set up.
It ain't. I don't worry about it right now. I just want to see how it looks. Just as long as they're not sucking.
Yeah.
But you know, they pile up the wins, and then come the second half, let's get busy. Other teams that you know, Oklahoma City Thunder. What up, Spirit? They've been looking just okay.
They've been looking all right. I mean, Durant looked back. Durant and Westbrook looking good, but. I don't know. It's just something. It seems like it's the same old song.
Yeah.
That thing going to implode.
You think so?
I think that thing's headed for implode.
Mm.
Well, as a Laker fan, you're hoping it does. So KG can come in. you want KD on your squad.
I'm just saying. I don't know. You're right. That Oklahoma, you know, you'd think even early they would, you know. I know it's early, but you think they'd be a little bit more crisp? I don't know. It's tedious.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, Kevin Durant is coming back. Yeah, I know they lost 3 straight.
Yeah.
New coach. You know, they've got some, you know, pieces that weren't there to start the season. On paper, they have a nice squad, a real legit squad. And with Russell Westbrook just playing another zone right now.
That man is crazy good.
You know, they both giving each other like, oh, he the best player. No, he the best player. Like, all right, make it work. See, I don't think it's going to implode like that. They need to figure something out to where it's not just
them two.
One of them isolated all the time. I mean, you need that. Everybody says they don't like it. That's but then when a team like Atlanta, they play, well, who they going to get the ball to? You know, I don't like that that argument, but they do have to involve the other players a little bit more. I mean, I don't expect some Spurs Warriors kind of ball movement with that team, but they do need to take a little pressure off both of them dudes.
Yeah.
To not have to carry so much. I mean, although Westbrook ain't stopping, he going to the rack every damn time.
Yep.
And Durant's not, he ain't 100% yet. He's not attacking the hole with the same kind of, you know, energy. But I mean, shit, they'll take it how it is. I mean, they 3-3 so far. All right. I know the Houston, that's one game I want to see. Houston and Clippers right now. Let me get off this call. I'll be doing that. But Houston, still playing well. James Harden.
Finally had a good
against
game.
Against the Kings, went off of 43, 13 assists.
That man is still killing.
Ty Lawson looking solid there.
And Dwight Howard is disappointing.
We know King Killer's like, yes.
Well.
With every Laker fan.
You reap what you sow, nigga.
Good.
Well.
And Memphis has been disappointing, man.
Yeah,
so far.
They have. They've struggled out the gate.
I don't know what the hell's going on with them, but they got to get it together. Yeah, they just ain't hitting shots.
They don't have no shooters.
Yeah, they ain't got no shooters.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, they're going to have to do something. That's just been that same thing. And then since we're talking about we in the West, I mean, on the Kings, but New Orleans still without a win.
Hey.
They need some help.
They got one of the best young players in the league, too.
They do have the best young player in the league. Well, yeah.
One of the worst names in the league.
You don't like the Pelicans?
Come on, B. I've been trying to sit here conspicuously quiet, but damn.
Yeah, I don't like
that. Yeah, that Pelicans name
is
horrible.
Something New Orleans specific. But they're going to have to do something being at 0-6.
Jordan won his name back. He took it back.
Yeah, he did.
That was smart of him.
That boy gets what he wants.
Mm-hmm. King's kind of underachieving, but, you know, we in the West. We out in L.A. We got to talk about it.
Go ahead, Ken Killer.
I mean, let me just ask you this off the top. What are your expectations for this Laker team this season?
Okay, this season?
Yes, this season specifically.
I don't have any grandeur illusions, but I think this personal. Kobe goes out reasonable. If he, you know, have a season to where at least Kobe Bryant has enough self-esteem to say, oh, I'm not coming back.
Right.
That's what I'm kind of looking for. You know, young guys got to develop a little bit. Julius Randle, D'Angelo Russell. That could be something, you know, developing there. Young guys, then you bring in some veterans. Bryant's got the move, and he won't move unless he goes out with a certain amount of self-esteem.
Well, the problem with me for the Lakers, and as not being a Laker fan, looking from the outside looking in, Kobe has too much control over what's happening. As the owner of the squad, they should stop sucking up him. I understand that the Buss family loves him, and he's done so much for them. And they feel like, just like all the other Laker greats, they want him to be a Laker for life. But if he's not willing to conform and learn that he has to be second fiddle to one of these big star players that we bring in here, his ass has got to go. If you're not going to conform and be second fiddle, then his ego won't allow him to be second fiddle. He's such an alpha male, he just refuses to be second fiddle to anybody. And he has to be. That's why your boy went down to San Antonio. He wasn't trying to be second fiddle to Kobe.
It wasn't like it was obvious. Like, do a team that's still struggling or a team that's already built for a championship? Yeah, I go there. that was a no brainer. But this is the season for him to figure it out. I mean, everybody does at some point. That is a question for him. I think. He's basketball IQ wise, he's smart enough to understand that Randall's balling, Clarkson's balling.
Russell got to get some
right. For this team to really go somewhere, I have to take a step back. Not five. They still need him to score, but like, let me just pick and choose when I'm going to go off. and not like, all right, we starting the game off. Let me get my shot. Look, the dude, what? He got some record for scoring this already this season.
Of course he does. He jacks up so many.
Yeah, but I'm like, he's a scorer. And it's hard to be like, all right, Kobe, we need you to not score as much. I'm like,
well, I need you to be more efficient than 8 of 24.
Shoot 1, 2, 3 times and then look for the pass. That's just how he is. But yeah, for the whole organization, it's just they in transition. It's the worst time for Lakers ever.
Hey, Ken Kill, I give you credit for staying with the ship, though.
Oh, because I see a lot of quote-unquote Laker fans jumping ship.
Oh, of course. Of course. Nah.
And I'm watching because I was like, Laker fans had a gang of time to be talking mad trash about everybody else's team and why you on our team and why you be jumping teams. Now that it's bad. Like, I mean, this is what every other team goes through in transition when they lose their star player or for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Like, you suck and you got to start over.
But as a fan, been a fan since 77, I think this is the first time. It's different for me because we seemingly can't retool as quickly as we used to.
And that's one reason. That's Kobe.
Well, not necessarily, because when the league originally blocked the Chris Paul situation.
Oh, here we go.
That was bullshit, okay?
It ain't blocked. It wasn't going to happen.
Well, I'm just saying. So, as a Lakers fan, we just weren't able to retool as quickly. Now, I don't know what the league had against us. I don't know the back.
Oh, God. No,
I just think that it's just times are different. I mean, look at the pitch to LaMarcus Aldridge, where he came out and he was like, y'all talking about the pluses of living in Los Angeles and all that. He like, what about on it's the
like,
court?
Nigga, I own a house in L.A. already. Like, I live like here. I don't know what it's like. Yeah.
With players now, I mean, you got the two best players don't live in big markets with LeBron James, Kevin Durant. You can, and now with social media, you don't matter. You can be a star from wherever. So it's not like, well, I need to be in Los Angeles to be famous. Like, you don't. Oh. And money, you know, right now they suck.
Yep.
There is no quick, hey, let's turn around. Just come here and we'll just be a contender in 2 years. We don't know that because other teams got money too.
Jeannie Buss need to get on her game.
Yeah. It's no more Dr. Buss. So that magic that Dr. Buss had of being the closer, that's gone. And on top of that, yes, part, there is a sprinkle of that is Kobe Bryant. And that is just my way or the highway. And you're like, well, yeah, all right, I'm good.
Hey, made that fool the highest paid player in the league.
Yes. That's what I think. Damn. You know, they gave him his money after this season. They're going to be like, this is what we need from you. You said you're not going nowhere. You're going to be a Laker for life. And if he's like,
you taking $10 million.
This is how much we're paying you. And if you think you deserve a whole lot more than we had an impasse, and I'm sorry.
Mm.
What you going to do?
Mm.
But, you know, the way the money situation is now with the league, he's still going to get decent money. They're not going to be like, all right, nigga, take the veteran minimum. Like, and if I was Kobe, I'd be like, hell no, I'm not.
He's above minimum.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I'm like, you give him $10 million, he good.
If you give him a fair amount, if he wants superstar money, then you like, sorry, go find somewhere else.
Right.
Yeah, he's not that level no more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then quickly over at the Eastern Conference. Yo, Atlanta sitting at 7-1.
Can't believe it.
They for real, I guess.
Atlanta's actually been job like this, what, for the past 2-3 seasons, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, not to this level.
Not to this level.
They've had the talent, but only last year is when they actually became a serious get-to-the-finals kind of team.
Mm.
But, yeah, Kim Bazemore's filled in well. They rolling along fine. Toronto, who you said ain't making it right now, they 5-1, too.
It's early.
they folded last year.
They got five wins.
Yeah, they did.
You know?
But DeRozan's starting to play well.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the additions are helping out. Carroll has been nice so far there. So that worked out. I mean, Cleveland's still up there 5-1, as to be expected.
Of course.
You know, all this talk of he may not play all 82 games like he wanted to. Like, well, you probably, so what? Oh, well, that's not the question. Think of something else.
Exactly.
Actually, you know, Michael Wilbon, I heard Wilbon the other day said that, you know, LeBron, you know, taking time off, laying on the floor, ice on his back. He looking like Larry Bird was, you know, as the thing started to go down a little bit.
Yep.
I mean, so, he's still LeBron. Let's not trip, but, you know.
Yeah, he's been diminishing to me, and not like he's whack, but I do think, my personal opinion, his peak, he's hit his peak.
Yeah.
It's a slow decline, but I'm thinking, you know, he's still better than pretty much 98% of the league.
No doubt.
Right now, where he's at, he's probably top three player in the league. Everybody's going to say he's the best, but your boy out there in Golden State is the man right now.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a lot of competition.
I'm giving him number one.
Right. But, you know what? Five straight years to the finals.
It's a lot of wear and tear on the body.
It is a lot.
Yes.
Last year he was being Superman, basically solidified himself. So, you know, he's trying to take it easy, trying to run it more through Kevin Love.
And back injuries can be tricky.
Yeah, they're going to get in the playoffs, I think.
They're going to get to the finals again. Yeah. Who the hell in the East is going to stop them?
Chicago.
Oh, come on, stop that.
Yeah, my Bulls, baby, let's go. We already beat OKC. We on our way.
I mean, you know, of course, that came out about the Brian Windhorst news that they ready to do.
And Rose dropped 29 that night and said, shut the fuck up.
And Rose won't make it to the playoffs.
Nah.
You don't think the Bulls making the playoffs?
They'll be in the playoffs.
Rose won't make it there.
You said Rose.
Rose won't make it there. They're going to get there, but Rose ain't going to get there.
Yeah, he needs a season of – he needs a healthy season.
Yeah, he got to stay healthy all season this year.
I just hope that for him because just get that confidence back. But, you know, I still like the Bulls in there. They got enough of what it takes.
Yeah.
You know, I like that he's playing Joakim Noah a little bit more. I think Horberg has just to find that right mix of offense and defense. But the Bulls, it's scary. Jimmy Butler improving.
Yeah, I mean, right. The Bulls is a team you necessarily don't really want to deal with them if you don't have to.
Right.
You know, playoff-wise.
Yeah, but I mean, clearly we all understand Cavs going to be favored. That's understandable. Like, dude's been to the finals every year the last 5 years. Most people ain't picking against that.
Right.
Detroit has shown nice. Andre Drummond.
Andre Drummond's a fucking monster.
Beast. He's killing. Minnesota's up there 4-3. You know, I take the Kubo's playing well. They got Jabari Parker back. We'll see with them. I mean, I guess people expected them to come out the box.
Not sold on Milwaukee yet, man. Just not sold.
Yeah, they need to do a little more. They've got the talent to grow into that. But, you know, now that you've known, ain't nobody expect nothing now. Now the expectation's on you.
Yep.
We'll see. And, go down to Wizards 3-3. I still like the Wizards.
Healthy.
Yeah.
They just got to stay healthy.
Yeah.
Bradley Beal looking nice.
Oh, you got Bill. You got Wall. All they need is KD to come home.
Yeah, Otto Porter.
Hey, you ain't got about to say you need Otto Porter to start hooping.
See, I don't
Georgetown.
Think, Otto's not that player. I mean, he's all right. But what Jay-Z say, but he's not real. I'm sorry, yo. Otto Porter's just not that dude.
Yeah. No, it's a wait and see. He should have some flashes in the playoffs last year.
Losing Paul Pierce hurt.
Yeah, but I mean, it's giving him the minutes.
Yeah.
It's for him to step up and take it. Yeah. And then you get down Miami still being effective. Whiteside is playing well, trying to prove his last year wasn't no fluke.
D-Wade's still looking good.
Yeah. They're going to be in the mix still.
He's got to make it through the season, though.
Hey, man. I know folks were joking all summer, but Porzingis is looking pretty good with the Knicks, man.
He ain't look half bad.
No,
he's looking pretty good. I guess your boy up there as the GM is doing all right.
Well, yeah, I ain't even going that far yet. Yeah, still remains to be seen.
What's his name? Jerry and Grant?
Yeah, Jerry and Grant.
Yeah, Lopez, he's put a decent team together for Melo. He has enough talent to get back in the playoffs.
They still 2-4, so let's tamper expectations.
They got ways to go. Melo's just in a funk right now.
What do you do with a guy like Melo, though? I mean, just hypothetically, Melo says, you know what, I'm out, or trade me or do something. What do you do with a guy like that?
I think they try to see what happens.
Try to trade him and see what you can do.
Yeah. If they bottom out and they're basically a top five pick team again, they're going to try to flip him. They'll be like, all right. Because at that point, he may be like, all right, it's 2 years in and we ain't got no improvement. What the hell?
To me, as a team, Melo's the type of dude you can't marry. You bring him in for a season or two and then that's it.
you can't marry this dude and give him top money for 5 years because he's gonna quit on you at some point.
But numbers wise, and an NBA is a numbers driven league in some aspects, he deserves top money.
I'm not saying he don't deserve it. I'm not saying he deserves it. I'm saying as a team owner, I couldn't do it. I couldn't marry this dude because he's gonna quit on you at some point in time. Mm-hmm. He doesn't give you a full season of work. He gives you up and down.
I understand that. And then before we get on, so asking you, since we talked about the Lakers, how you feel, Kurt G, about the Orlando Magic?
We still stink. I don't see us doing much until the owner decides to open up the pocketbook and try to see if he can get some people down there that actually want to play.
I mean, they got a nice young nucleus. You got Vucevic. You got Tobias Harris.
Keep a nice young nucleus down.
Oladipo.
You know, Peyton's all right. Aaron Gordon, people getting hyped about.
I ain't sold on Aaron Gordon.
No. Aaron Gordon, they can trade him right now.
Exactly. He can't buy a bucket.
They can't even give him a bucket.
Hey, E-Color, you kind of quiet over there. What's up with Philly, man?
E-Color don't
know.
Well,
bruh, you know, they, I always heard that if you ain't got nothing good to say. I can't call it. Philadelphia is a mess as far as basketball.
You got a nice front court.
I was about to say, New Orleans, Noel, and Okafor looking good.
Yeah, well. Okafor. You know, I'm besides me and Ben Carson, I don't know if any of I don't watch basketball. You know what I'm saying? I don't watch it anymore. Till like June, I'll start checking it out.
Okay. Yeah, man, NBA is under full swing, man. Yes, it's looking good so far. Quickly over to college football playoff rankings are here now.
Hey.
Ditched the AP, now we're getting serious. You know, that's some good games today, some meaningful. I mean, right now we're watching Alabama's up.
Hey, Clemson, I'm just pulling for them. Fuck it.
Yeah, I didn't expect
that. I'm pulling for Clemson now. They didn't beat FSU. I'm pulling for Clemson. Fuck it.
Yeah, they rolled. They were already number one. Got that W.
They got a bias against the ACC right now. So,
I was surprised they jumped down. I was like, wow, okay. But I guess they're considering everything. We know Ohio State don't be playing everybody all the time.
Right.
But, you know, they'll move up clearly because, you know, LSU's two, but like something happens, they're going to drop.
Yep.
Ohio State's three, they won. Alabama's going to move up. I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah, to number two.
It wouldn't shock me if they jumped to number one.
It wouldn't.
Ooh.
I wouldn't be
surprised. Alabama.
You kidding?
They in the SEC, you know they're jumping to the top.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, because they're the number, you know, because according to the.
So much bias with that SEC. Drop Mac.
That's because of who they send. They get NBA guys.
They beat LSU, and, you know, I mean.
LSU is number two.
LSU is number two.
SEC is tough. Yeah. It's a tough division. I will not deny that, but they do get a lot of bias, though.
Yeah, they do.
But they do. Tough. It's tough. They play tough teams every day. Every week they do. So I do understand the bias, but it's too much. Too much. Yeah. And I can't take it.
And you had Notre Dame at number five.
They won.
Yep. Baylor at six. And then it gets in. I don't know
if they won.
Then Michigan State at seven. You said they lost.
They lost. They dropping.
Yeah.
TCU lost, so they dropping.
Yeah, TCU was eight. They lost.
See, I was hoping for somebody like a TCU, something, but that's gone.
So. I was too. I like Trayvon Boykin.
Yeah. So I'm.
Yeah. They're gonna be forced at some. They need to just go ahead and make the plans to finally commit to getting a conference championship.
Yeah.
It can be 3 years down the line, but just be like, you know what? Since we in this Power Five, let's just make a championship. It'll happen in 5 years, and people will just breathe their sigh of relief. Like, okay, it's coming, and it might give them a better chance to get in.
Yeah.
Because I do think they do hold it against them.
Oh, they do.
Is the Pac-12 anywhere to be found?
They are. Let's see. Iowa's ninth, Florida's 10th, and they may move up. That's what I mean. Stanford's 11. Yeah. So they may get in, and Utah's 12. So they may get in with Michigan State and TCU losing. You know, Florida's, I guess they clinched part of the SEC championship, so they're headed to the championship game.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, there's a chance. I'm pulling for the Pac-12 to get in.
I guess I'll pull for Stanford. Get some Cali in there somewhere.
Shit. Yeah, that's real. All right, y'all. Well, let's get into these awards for the week.
All right.
All right, first off, start off with the Norse Award.
Norse.
All right, I'll let you go first, Jay.
All right, I just got one. For my Norse Award, I just want to give shout out to my boy D Rose and that epic performance he put up against OKC. That was just vintage Derrick Rose scoring 10 straight points by himself in the fourth quarter to close out the game. That's what I'm talking about. I mean, the team is frustrating as they may be. Derrick Rose had his little coming out party. I think he quieted the talk a little bit about the Bulls getting rid of him. So just want to give a man some love because unbelievable performance.
All right.
And he can't see.
All right, fellas, what y'all got?
Well, I'm going to give a Noise Award to them cats. You sent us that music on the Villains. What was that?
Villain Park.
Oh, man. That is my. I mean, I don't know where it's coming from, but that right there was incredible.
I stumbled through I was just skimming through some mixtapes, and I stumbled onto them and just took a listen, and I was like, damn, these cats is pretty nice.
Yeah, I still got to listen to them.
What? Don't delay any longer.
Yeah, that's what he was saying.
And they from West LA in the backyard, so I'm like, okay, I definitely got to show these cats some love.
They are the truth.
Yeah, I'm praying to God they don't go commercial. Praying to God.
Well, at least just continue.
At least just continue to grow.
Yeah, do you?
Do you think the way they sound that they're going to go commercial?
I mean, that would be disappointing.
Yeah.
To come out on this level, it would be like putting a carrot in front of you and taking it away.
Right.
And you see the potential and what they could be, and then they just snatch it away like, we just did this to get in the door. Now we're going to go straight crunk.
Yeah, I hope the brothers just keep growing. And man, that music was just excellent. Excellent.
Yeah. I was banging that all last night.
That's what's up. Mm-hmm. Glad I could put y'all on to some music.
I appreciate it. I love that.
No problem.
Y'all got some more you want to hand out?
I got an award, a Noise Award, to the Washington Redskins PR Garcon, who threw up a lawsuit against FanDuel.
Yeah. My
name and image, and I ain't getting no money. This fantasy thing, you know what? The players need to start getting a nice chunk of that cut. So I'm giving him an award for being man enough to stand up, give me my money, or take me down off your site, homie.
Oof.
You think he's going to get it?
They may have to do something.
They may have to settle.
I think DraftKings has somewhat of a licensing deal or whatnot.
They do, yes. DraftKings has a license deal. FanDuel does not.
Yeah.
What does that mean? They coming out of pocket.
Yeah, which means they're going to have one real soon.
Yep.
Right, they got enough money.
Exactly.
They're on every damn media.
Yeah, they are. Everything.
What
you got?
For me, I got two. First, I'm going out to Tim Duncan. On Tuesday, recorded his NBA record, 954th career win with one team.
Damn.
Let's hit that 1,000.
Wow.
Hit it with ring number 6.
It's possible.
Ty and Jordan, let's have a discussion now.
Oh, shit.
That's how they do.
That discussion won't happen.
The 6-ring argument does not apply anymore.
Might as well be Emmitt Smith because he played 600 years.
Oh, yeah, I know that. I'm just arguing the point. Oh,
okay.
No, I ain't. Yeah. He should get more respect than he's getting, but I know. Yeah, to me, it's him and if they ain't Mike, I will put Kareem in that argument. Kareem is in the argument to me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Kareem's in there.
And then my other one is going to LeBron James becoming the youngest player to hit 25,000 points. That record's never going to get broken until, one, the NBA goes back to letting kids go straight from high school. Mm. And, two, somebody comes out of high school being that NBA ready. So until that happens, LeBron James, that's his record until forever.
Yeah,
for real.
All right, y'all, and cast out the other one. This is always fun.
What? What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck? No! 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 Fuck that!
All right, for my what fuck moment, it's going out to whoever the handler is of the Clippers Twitter page. After they lost by 6 to the Golden State Warriors just tweeted this score and then hashtag didn't lose by 50.
Wow.
I was like, wow. Okay.
Shots fired.
Knowing different reactions by a lot of the Memphis players. Some were kind of like, wow, really? I'm like, yeah, we lost by 50, but then we came back and just, you know, all right, it was a loss. Shit. We managed. We grown ups. We getting back. I was like, y'all got to make a little jabs. I guess your feelings real hurt. To dudes who just like, I could give a rat's ass. I don't care about Twitter. This just piles on to the babyish kind of stuff that the Clippers just do. Like, dude, fine. You was playing a rival team, supposed rival team. It was a good game. You almost won. Y'all made the mistakes. Didn't do what needed to be done. You lost. Okay. It's fucking November. So what? Even if you won the game, oh, you beat Golden State. Now I think you're going to beat them in seven games come June. No, but like, I couldn't stand it. I was like, wow. Yeah, somebody may be losing their job.
That's some Bush League shit. Yeah. Well, they said they disciplined them but didn't fire them.
Okay, yeah, that's just fine. Like, basically, he's on zero tolerance now. Yeah, exactly. Don't fuck up again.
Don't fuck up again.
But, all right, that's all I got. What y'all got?
Well, I got a what the fuck moment. My what the fuck goes out to LeBron James. Me and King Killer saw some shit online. We're going to talk about it on our show.
Okay.
But we saw some shit online yesterday about LeBron James talking about he's wearing tighter and shorter shorts for the NBA so he can set a better example for the kids so he can look more professional. Mm-hmm. What the fuck, nigga?
He going back to the old school way of wearing them?
Tighter shorts and shorter shorts, nigga?
Well, oh, John Stockton?
What the fuck is that?
Not as bad as John Stockton, but he's got them tightened up in the crotch a little bit.
He's wearing these tight-ass fucking clothes now, nigga.
Don't try to put it on the kids. Just be like, you know what? This is a little more comfortable for me on the court and whatnot, fine. But don't be like, well, I'm trying to set an example. Nigga, if you want to wear tighter shorts, then wear them.
Damn, I don't care. Like,
as a fan, like, are you still balling? You still putting up them points?
Oh, I don't care. Balling.
Yeah, they're going to be balling all right.
Damn.
They be trying to entice the ladies. I don't know. Because I saw he took a lot of, he got, you know, a lot of attention for that little, I guess, flash he had, I guess, some in the finals last year. It was supposed that he fixing his pants, and supposedly you could see some.
Oh, jeez.
Like,
oh,
okay.
I didn't even pay attention.
Exactly.
I
likewise.
Didn't either. I was like, oh, okay. Like,
that's like watching football with your girl, and she talking about fat asses. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? That was a flea flicker.
Oh, yeah, that nigga is straight tripping.
Oh, that's funny.
The kids,
so I got one.
I'm not going to be able to watch the fucking game. If you keep showing your damn balls to them.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, please don't.
So, mine's a little bit older, but I still haven't gotten over it. So, I mean, if you talked about it, I'm sorry. But what the fuck was that play called by the Colts against the Patriots, B? I'm still having nightmares on that shit. Who the fuck does that?
I don't think it was the play call. I think it was to try to get them off sides, and the dude just snapped it for whatever damn reason. I don't think I was assuming, like, because everybody was talking about how it was so bad. And like, what the hell are they doing? I figured dude was just going to be like, I'm going to hold it and just fuck it. Take the penalty. Delay a game, whatever. I'm not going to be that dude that hikes this ball and turns it over. Nope, I'll take the penalty.
That was the best play I've ever seen in football history.
Wow.
I mean, damn.
That was the dumbest shit I've ever seen.
Oh, that
ever.
Was great.
That was worse than Pete Carroll, man.
Hell no. It wasn't worse. I'll take that over that Pete Carroll shit. That was a Super Bowl win right there. You fucked up, nigga.
Nah, that was.
You fucked up a win.
Yeah, but.
That was the dude. If the dude is one step late, that's a touchdown. This was just like, why would you even. Like, it's fourth down. What are you fake trying to just kick the ball? Like.
I was really shocked dude even snapped the damn ball.
Yeah, that's what I was like.
I like timeout. I'm like, calling like, timeout.
Did you snap the ball?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Yep. That's all mine.
All right,
for sure. Let's see what I got a few of them. All right, so my first one is going to Greg Hardy with the pictures that came out of basically what he did to his chick in Carolina.
That was mine. But I gotta say, what the fuck? Because is the National Football League really going to open up another investigation after she stopped cooperating? He paid her off. I don't understand the pictures are out there, but what's all the hubbub?
I'm going to tell you why. She's white.
Oh,
yeah, she is. I saw that. I was like, okay.
I mean, still, the way it was all described was bad enough, but I don't think they can do nothing now.
At this point, it's been expunged.
Yeah, I mean,
his record's been expunged.
Yeah, I mean, for court-wise, there's nothing court you can
wise,
do.
Nothing, but the NFL could do something.
You know your boy.
But, I mean, it would be another year of, you know,
well, technically, he's already, to an extent, been disciplined for it. I mean, he was on the exempt list for that reason the whole time.
And then, yeah, you suspended him 10 games.
He got suspended for what, 4 games?
Yeah, 4 games. That's it.
I mean, the pictures are gruesome, but... I mean, there's nothing really they can do right now, but I mean,
yeah, well, Hardy, she might as well been a boxer because she took that check.
Man, yeah, it's an ugly situation, but yeah, Greg Hardy. I mean, I can't even.
Yo, he's wilding.
Anyway,
I can't believe that. My next one is going to some students at Alabama. Who put up a fucking banner before the LSU game saying basically. Finish what Katrina didn't.
Yes.
Dang.
Shit.
Damn.
I said, what the f-? Really? I mean, I get rivalries in the South. I get it with the football, and I get the rivalries. But to bring up something that tragic that killed thousands of people, it's just not something to make light of. And it was just really... It pissed me off, to say the least. It kind of ticked me off.
It hit a lot of spots. So I'm like, it didn't just hit just New Orleans.
Yeah.
I was like, and you're in the South, so the storm could hit you too. Like, come on. So I was like, if they're students
at Alabama, then they need to be dealt with.
Or they are, I mean.
I don't know.
They're crazy.
They ain't going to do nothing to them damn students.
Yeah. That's basically what I figured.
They might as well be on the bus singing about niggas.
Hanging them.
And then my last one, sorry, King Killer, it's got to go to Kobe for leaving practice because he was mad at himself. I said, what the
fuck? What?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I'm mad at myself, so I need a day off. Like, what?
Yeah.
I wish I could call my job and say that. I'm mad and frustrated right now. I can't come in.
You know what? I'm not doing my job well. I'm taking off. I'm not coming in today.
I'm mad at this rush hour traffic. I'm turning around.
Going back home. Fuck it.
I mean, it was one of those things. It came out, and you're like, what? It's gotten bad.
That's why we know that
shit
ain't real, B.
What are they doing? Yeah, Dad, what, Byron Scott talking about, basically, I don't really care about developing this
team. Yeah, developing players come second to winning games. Like, oh, cheap.
Wow.
Come on, he's towing the company line. He's not going to piss off Kobe.
Well, Lakers are more, that's the dilemma for them.
Yeah.
How do you balance winning with... trying to develop your young guy. If your young guys don't develop, you ain't getting no star free agent coming.
Exactly.
But the Lakers are a franchise that's still always going to be championship or bust. So, quote unquote, tanking is a no-no.
And as I will say again, if they ain't got a top three pick in the draft next year, they ain't got a pick. So they might as well tank. Yeah. And collect that draft pick.
Yeah, come January, it'll start coming up.
Like, once Kobe leaves, they can rebuild. That's just it. Yeah, once Kobe gone, they can finally move on and rebuild.
They can call it a rebuild.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
That's all I got.
All right, y'all. Well, I want to thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of the Brothers Lame Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. You know, you can find the show at blackisonline.com. You can also check us out on iTunes, on Stitcher. Tune in, SoundCloud, saw we on Player FM, you know, any place for podcasts, you can find us. If y'all want to hit us up directly, you can reach out to us via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com, Twitter, @brotherslayman, hotline 323-455-4219. And plus, got to give some much shout-outs to the Hip Hop Digest for coming through.
Absolutely. Definitely want to thank y'all for stopping by.
No doubt. Thank you for having us.
Word.
So let everybody know about your show and how they can listen to you.
Well, we easy to find because we are the Hip Hop Digest show. The government paperwork says so.
paperwork is tight.
Yes, sir. And you can get at us at our website, HipHopDigestShow.com, HipHopDigest on Twitter, HipHopDigest on fucking Facebook. You can reach us at contact@HipHopDigestShow.com. We're everywhere. Google us.
Right.
There you go.
Hey, man, I meant to tell y'all, I found something that you guys can add to your hip-hop documentaries. It's this one called, God, this is something about How the West Is Won. It was done by Ava DuVernay a while ago about this spot out here in the 90s called The Good Life.
This is
the life. Okay. Oh, that's what she said. This is the life. And it was a spot actually not too far from where I'm at. Where it was guys coming in there, and it was just all about rhyming. Wow. You know, like Freestyle Fellowship, Charlie Tuna, and like a lot of that type of vibe and crew
was yo, really, I saw
broken
that
out there.
I saw that, yo.
Yeah, and funny thing is, I got more love for her from that. Ava DuVernay was actually part of it, and she actually has a little clip where she rhyming, and she's spitting.
Can you tell her I have a crush on her, by the way? I'm just saying.
I ain't heard Jurassic 5 in a minute. You said Charlie Tuna?
Yeah,
like this was early 90s. I mean, I'll see if I can find a link, because I think Kim saw it on YouTube. We actually rented the DVD and watched it. I was blown away. We watched it a few times.
Aren't they outside of a building where they was doing freestyle stuff? And
yeah, it was a little bit outside.
Yeah,
and
I saw
inside.
That too.
Yep. So, you know, it was no cussing.
This is the life. What it's called?
It's called This Is the Life.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, they actually had that rule where you could get booed off.
Yep.
Like if your rhymes wasn't tight, the crowd would basically do some Apollo shit and get you off. I mean,
we need that in hip hop, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it was small period, but it's good. It's a real good documentary. So
awesome. Good looking.
Appreciate it. I will be looking for that.
All right.
Yeah, definitely want to thank the Hip Hop Digest for being a part of the show. Definitely want to thank y'all, the listeners out there, for joining us for the first time listeners. Definitely want to thank y'all for taking the time to just check us out in the happy hour and seeing what we brought up in here. For the long-time listeners, definitely want to thank y'all for keeping up with us for the long haul. If you enjoyed the show, go ahead and tell all your loved ones. Tell your mamas, daddies, sisters, brothers, cousins, aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews. Tell your dogs, cats, chickens, ducks, roosters. We got today. What y'all got? Y'all got something for me?
Tell Mr. Hoffman. Let's tell Drake.
Yeah, let's tell Drake. Tell Wayne, if you can find him.
Let's do Meek Mill.
Oh, God.
Rosé.
Tell Nicki Minaj. Tell all these weak-ass people. Tell who's that? Fetty Wap. All these weak rappers. Tell all of them about the Brothers Lame Sports Happy Hour, where it goes down. And we've been your host, Chris and Jonathan, where we're giving it to you strong, and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy, y'all.
Holla.
Yo, if you had much class, it sound like I had, you will be so glad. I see why you so mad. I'm born with it, like Marvin and Lauren with it.
Yo, you're born with it, the way we perform with it. You gon' get it. The rebuttals are long winded. The song ended if you satisfied.
It's all splendid. Yeah, like Kevin Lockery, rocking some beige wallabies, blinded by the mockery.
Time is never stopping me. Drop the clue, connected but cutting new on the
1-2.
That's it, fellas. You know, we got to get this done. Probably, you know, we got to make it. What? We got to make this good.
There's only one capable breaks the unbreakable melodies, unmakeable patterns, unescapable, whatever we aim at. We line them up, the party is weak from the same rap, time's up. We paying homage as well as returning favors. Candy for your ears, hear us now, or hear us later.
We will be capable, make no mistake if we break a few rules, make a few moves, and drop a few jewels on top of your views. Unstoppable dudes, using third optical tools to rock a few crews. You got it confused, melodically, use rap to sonically bruise cats. Harmonies move over chemically glued tracks to rip.
Formulated facts, center, orchestrated back, then the sign, post dating, send you, take you out like Placenta. When I'm in your eye, injure, blend with the beat like shadows and black ninjas.
Meet the epicenter when I'm rocking the mic.
shaker from the earthquake's sake, shaking up your life, no aftershock. We blow the spot from the top, we have to rock. Ain't that much time on the clock, it rocks. Keep it moving now, pick up the pace. We drop and hit the ground running, winning the race. With limited space and limited pace at any rate, we take your mind to the realest estates.
Cause the boat gon' shine, we blow your mind, we both go rhyme. And music from my DJ in the back gon' shine, we blow your mind, we both go rhyme. My DJ in the back is gonna break. Yo, we're paying homage as well as returning favors. Candy for your ear, hear us now.
Yo, I put the bob in a bob diddy. Spit it for y'all city, use what the law give me. Flip it if y'all with me, kinda black, kinda bold. Ghetto so beautiful, stealing it for you to hold. Cover girl, centerfold. My spot, hot like lava rock. I get busy from Panorama City to Lompoc. You prefer hood, medic procedure, poetical breather with fever.
Cause the flow gon' shine, we blow your mind, we both go rhyme. And music from my DJ in the back gon' shine, we blow your mind, we both go rhyme. My DJ in the back is gonna break, 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 gonna break. There's only one capable breaks, the unbreakable melodies, unmakeable patterns, unescapable, whatever we aim at. We'll line them up, the party is weak from the same rap, time's up. We're paying homage as well as returning favors. Candy for your ear, hear us now, or hear us later.
For those listeners who didn't feel that, we just had another one, baby.